Blog Talk Radio.
You all ready for the fire talk? Low down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Okay. Listen right along. This is straight off the press, the remix, fresh with no prior song. Oh. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To give a piece to the feet, it's time to call blow. Yeah. The raspberry wind is fragrant, flavorful. Insatiable eardrums taste the radio. It can't be beat, the clash you meet. That'll leave all your doors and all half the week.
What?
Positive or motivational track to see successful guests. Promote yourself, masturbate. BlogTalkRadio.com/TheRemix Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Everyone, and welcome, welcome, welcome to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you know where you are. You are live in The Remix. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to everyone for joining us here live in the forum tonight. It's Friday night, and of course, The Remix is here. Good to see everyone in the house tonight. As soon as I walked in the door, I see you guys. Everyone is all suited up and ready to board the Soul Train tonight. So it's so good. I don't know about you guys, but it's been a pretty interesting, pretty amazing week this week. So I'm so glad to be here with you tonight. And I want to say thank you to each and every one of you for listening from all over the world. I did get your email, so I know you guys are in the house tonight. You definitely are here to hear the message that Brother Panic is going to be bringing tonight. And it's so good to have you guys in the house. It is Friday night. It is actually February the 17th, 2010, and you're live in The Remix. So welcome to everyone. If you're out there listening and this is your very first time, I do want to take this opportunity to say thank you for coming in The Remix where the magic is happening now. And this is a big part of the work that we do. All of the emails that we've received from all over the world from the last two shows, the Chat and Chill that I did, which was actually on February the 11th, Do You Love What You Feel? And so many of you shared those personal stories with me. You shared them on the show. You shared them on Facebook, on the Remix family group, and you also emailed me to let me know that you do love what you feel and how you're using that list and how it's working with you. So if you didn't get a chance to hear that show, you definitely want to go back and download. And also for those of you who were joining us on February the 13th, which was last week on Sunday night, that was the Magic of Feng Shui Part 2, the show that I definitely dedicated to Whitney Houston and her transition. And this show was all about letting go, and that was the magic of Feng Shui too. So all of the feedback I've gotten, all of your letters, I'm still getting to them, and we're going to continue to do our work with letting go, loving what we feel. This is what it's all about. I also want to say thank you to every single one of you. The readings have been amazing this week. I've been posting that on Twitter, kind of getting my little Twitter game on there a little bit. So I've been posting that on Twitter. It's good to get the feedback from you guys who are on Twitter, also tweeting as well, too, all of those wonderful things. But also hearing the emails about everyone who has downloaded the audio workbook from all over, many different countries coming in. Some I can't pronounce the name, so it's so good to see you guys really getting into the work and knowing your magic. And so that is something that is real. So I love the feedback that I'm hearing. I'm hearing during the readings, during the sessions. So it's so good, and it's an honor to be connected with each and every single one of you. So it's so good to have everyone in the house. You guys know you can always reach out to me, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4blue at gmail.com. And send me an email. Let me know what's going on. Join the Remix family group over on Facebook. Send me a note. I'll put you in the group. And you can continue all of the magic that's happening in your life at this time. So now we're going to continue on, and we're going to be getting down to business tonight. Brother Panic is in the house tonight. And tonight we're going to be talking about the soul train. So tonight, Brother Panic, get your ass on the soul train. He's going to be dropping some real occult science tonight. We'll be doing Q&A. So get your occult questions ready, those questions that many of you have had that you want to ask Brother Panic, because we'll save some room later on in the show. He'll be here tonight and Sunday night as well. If you want to know how to get in touch with Brother Panic, you can reach him by emailing him at panic, P-A-N-I-C, PACK, P-A-C-K, at hotmail.com, as well as those of you who are trotting yourself down to the ATL in March for the lectures that Brother Panic is going to be giving out. If you're going to be going to those lectures and you want to find out more, this is the time to do it. It's already February the 17th, 2012. You need to get on board. You need to do that. So email Brother Panic, and you can email him for the information on the Atlanta lectures. Dr. Aling Bay is going to be the first lecturer that's going to lecture there for Brother Panic. And you can email him at AtlantaLectures@hotmail.com. So I know a lot of you are talking about going down there. Let's not just talk about it. Let's be about it. Get on board. It's sure to be a treat. The house is going to be packed. The Remix family, I know you guys are going to be there, and I know you're going to be setting up on there. So definitely you want to make sure that you get in touch with Brother Panic, AtlantaLectures@hotmail.com. That's how you find out about the lectures, to get the ticket and ticket information. By the way, if you're in the chat room, you will see the banner that's down at the bottom that tells you how to get in touch with Brother Panic, and also just kind of give you a little bit of taste about what that lecture is going to be about. So a great place to go, a great place to network and come together. So you guys, we're going to do it Remix style. We're getting ready to bring Brother Panic on. We're getting ready to get on the soul train. We're getting ready to get on the soul train. And I know many of you have come here tonight because you want to get on the soul train as well. So we have a lot of things to cover tonight, and we're going to be doing that tonight, Friday night. Lock the date in for Sunday night. Brother Panic's going to come back on Sunday night too. So here's what I want you to do. Here's what I want you to do. And I know you don't have a lot of room. It's a crowded house tonight. We got everybody from all four corners of the world listening in tonight. And I was so excited speaking to you guys this week. Everybody who had Akashic Record readings, those of you who also had your God Goddess or either your sacred session, just excited about the time that we're in now. But we're going to get down to some more real work like we've been doing. Don't forget to go and download. That is so important. All of the shows that we're doing tonight, all of the shows of everyone who's been a guest on the platform, the shows that I've done, the shows that you guys have called in on, download those shows. It's available on iTunes. You can get it for free. You can download it here, right here on The Remix. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com/The Remix and download. Download the shows. You can get them if you have an iPod, MP3 player, download them straight there. You want to do that. That's important that you begin to keep these things in your own archives and begin to get into this work and go back and listen as well. Okay, so here's what we're going to do. I want everybody to get up. Come on. And I know some of you, it's kind of early in the morning for some of my international listeners listening from the UK, listening from Japan, Switzerland, Iceland, New England, you know, wherever you guys are out there listening, Hawaii, which is still connected to us. I know you guys are listening, but I want you to get up. I want you to get up for just a second. We're going to move around. And what we're going to do is we're actually going to get on the soul train. But before we get on the soul train, we're going to go down the soul train line. We're going to raise this energy up. We're going to open up the platform for Brother Panic to come. He has some information he's going to be dropping here tonight, some real occult science for you, so we can get ourselves in tune and get ourselves in place so that we can hear this message. So for all of you who have been emailing all week, it's time to get your ass on the soul train, and that's what we're going to do. That's exactly what we're going to do. Yes. And for those of you who don't know We do have listeners from all over the world, and they call in from time to time. But, you know, hey, let's get ready. Let's get ready for those who are ready to get down and really get on the soul train. And then we're going to bring on Brother Panic. Now, before we do that, of course, we definitely have to hear this little message from Baby Blue, and then we're going to get
la,
right
la,
to it.
La, 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 the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
All right, you guys. So here we go. Here we go. Here we go. everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome to The Remix. Of course, I'm your host, Miss Blue, and we're going to go ahead and bring on Brother Panic as we talk about tonight, getting your ass on the soul train and what you need to do to get on the soul train. So peace and greetings, Brother Panic.
Peace. What's going on, Blue? Can you hear me?
Yes, yes, hear you loud and clear.
Excellent.
Loud and clear.
Got some shit to say tonight. Excellent. Don got some shit to say tonight. Y'all may not like this too much, but it's going to happen. It's going to happen. Peace to everybody in the remix, in the chat room. Lose my voice a little bit, but we still going to get through this easy. Easy. So what's going on there, Miss Blue?
Everything is good. You know, lots of things going on. You know, we kind of talked about this a little bit, and I know that this is what you're going to come on to talk about tonight, just about the energy, all of the transitions that have been going on, sort of the connection, and really as you get into how you begin to break things down in now time, how to begin to use these things, these signs, these symbols, so that we can use them for our rise and not really to keep us locked down into, you know, these thought patterns, these low-level thought patterns that really just keep us trapped into believing that we're doing some work when we're really not.
Right, right. This belief that we're doing something when fundamentally we haven't even conquered fundamentally some of the things we need to break down to be even begin to say we have done some work.
Right.
I think people think that just knowing information or being able to repeat information somehow makes you sharper. It just means you have information. What you are able to do with that information in terms of change is the key. And that's what we're going to get into. And this is shit I've been saying, but your man Don Cornelius said it to me, you know, straight out. Now, I'm talking to one of the remix people today, Hannah. And, you know, she's probably in the room now. And she was saying, you know, we were talking about, well, you know, what was going to happen on this lecture and how I've said these things, repeated these things, but yet there's no effect.
Right.
I said, well, let me be clear. I don't have an emotional sadness when I see, well,
right.
I've said that. I've addressed that. And,
yes.
You know, why are we, mm-hmm. and I know this particular person listens to the remix and listens to me all the time, and I've said this. I said my frustration in that area goes as far as even if you were a homeless person and I told you how to use the bathroom in Grand Central Station, go right, left, right, left, right, and then your ass got up and walked in a circle, I'd be like, motherfucker, I just told you to go this way or that way. So my frustration only goes but that far. You get what I'm saying? But you got to understand.
Yes.
You're talking to someone who's been talking to people for a long time. Now, I've seen a lot of results in a lot of people, but you're still that still same one homeless dude walking in a circle that's pretending to listen, that still is going to draw more of your attention. So when I contacted Don, because you just like to hear one line so much and believe it's so deep, he gave me one line. Change your perception to change your reality. I said, God damn, that's profound. But more than a status message, we're going to break that shit down tonight. This is from Don Cornelius.
Mm-hmm.
Change your perception, change your reality. First and foremost, if you are in conscious, if you're doing anything conscious, no matter what your level is, the idea is you're empowering yourself to start changing your reality. Whether it's your rent, whether it's your kids, whether it's your school, job, whatever it is you think is the most important thing, any information that you get, you're supposed to marinate that information so your reality can become that information. Just knowing that the world is 909,999.7 miles from the sun, that's great information, but it does nothing to change your reality. You only learn a reality that already exists. Now, as a magician, and I won't say everyone's a magician, so I'm going to say if you into magic, because every time Blue opens and closes this show, she opens and closes it with Know Your Magic. But since people already think that's another religion or another category or something you do as opposed to something you don't do, I won't even go there. I'll say if you're supposed to be conscious and you're supposed to be, let's even just go as far as say Afrocentric, meaning that your center is an African center.
Right.
Meaning what you, the glasses
right.
that you look through are African-based. That means every single thing that hits your table should come, as it hits you, your perception should see it as an African center, and then the reality should dictate if you have done it right. Where
right.
you're fucking up as is every single thing that happens to black folks on planet Earth, you give credit to
right.
white people. In other words,
yes.
you haven't changed your perception to change your reality. The reality is you are still a Willie Lynch slave, because every single thing that happens on this planet, it is the Illuminati, it is chemtrails, it is even when everybody's going to die. But when they do die, the Illuminati somehow, you niggas have just said Madonna killed Whitney Houston. That's what you niggas are saying. That's what you niggas are saying. I want you to evaluate yourselves. You have not changed your reality. Your reality says that the slave master still controls you in everything
right.
you do. Your first template reaction to every fucking single thing is it's a conspiracy that the white man has done.
Yeah.
You have to prove otherwise. You have to prove otherwise. You get what I'm saying? Come on
right.
now. Get it together. You have to prove otherwise. Other than that, your first thing when you wake up and go, I don't believe it. The white man did it. They done killed Don.
right.
They done killed Whitney. They done killed Ella.
Yes.
I seen a nigga. That's why when I put up my YouTube videos, I take off comments,
right.
pluses, and everything they can respond. You either listen to that or go the fuck away. I don't need to participate
right.
and move back to you. One motherfucker said, if Panic is so good at channeling, how come he ain't tell us why Tupac is alive, why James Brown got killed and he's alive, and one other nigga who's dead who's alive? I'm like, God damn it, because they all dead, motherfucker. See, this is this idea of you being in control, so powerless that it just can't be you doing it. You get what I'm saying? See,
right.
you have taken this information, and I've said it before, but please listen to it again and understand. It is now you are Isis, Osiris, Ptah, God, Goddess, for your self-esteem. It's for your
right.
self-esteem. It is not for you to change your reality. These things were left behind, let's even just say, by comedic people who had this bright idea. Look, we need to start writing shit in stone because we're going to forget. Well, what's it for? For you to be proud? For you to
right,
call yourself
right.
a star on Facebook? Or for you to take that ancient information, perceive it in a way where it can change your reality? Not perceive it in a way where you feel that you're honored because you have a vagina. You get what I'm saying? Because you were born
right.
with a vagina, somehow you have this big lineage. No, you do. But you need to make that lineage your reality, not just in words and in feelings.
Right.
In the way you
right.
perceive the world. The way you perceive the world. We now perceive this world through our slave master's agenda. That's a fact. That's a fact. We perceive
yeah.
this world through our slave master's agenda, and you supposed to be conscious.
Right.
Come on.
Right.
This shit is getting petty. You are now becoming that homeless man walking in a circle when
right.
I told him the bathroom was left, right, and a left. You're just walking
right.
in a circle, saying information, bouncing from lecturer to lecturer to
lecturer,
to,
yeah.
to fun remix night to fun whatever
yeah.
night to blog talks on again. I don't know what people are doing, but what the fuck I'm doing is trying to do something
right.
so you can change your reality. Yeah. This is a illusional world. We know this. Right. This is metaphysics 101. This with this being an illusional world, what this tells you, you have the ability to shape and mold it to whatever dream you decide.
Yes. Yes.
So if you're going to sit around and say and dream about these fucking reptilian, draconian, Illuminati, YouTube, face pulsating, presidential line, goddamn England motherfuckers, that dream is your reality because your perception is that is some big Illuminati mystique enemy that somehow is your opposition. Only thing you have to realize is you have no opposition.
Right.
If you don't believe me, when Soul Train came on, you know there was no motherfucking opposition. That's why American Bandstand had to shut it down. You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
And then Dick Clark made some shit called Soul Unlimited. How come if Dick Clark was on TV since 1940, goddamn something, had American Bandstand since 1965? All of a sudden, this Don Cornelius comes, creates something that changes America, or in other words, changes the reality of what you even thought black folks were.
Right.
He started to create a new perception of what it is we were to dictate our reality. The reality of what it is today is, he's dead, and niggas still want to get on Soul Train. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
You get what I'm saying? You're talking about Jimi Hendrix. That's what these people do. Malcolm X. They come down here to change your reality, and they do it by the way you perceive them. All of this shit on the radio, all this shit is to control perception. You get what I'm saying? To control, I'm talking like this so you can perceive me a certain way so you can change your reality. If I talked all nice and sweet, this wouldn't do it because you would perceive me as nice and sweet. And how can I tell you this powerful information in an impowerful way? You get what I'm saying? And I know how to do it because I do it on the phone all the time. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
But I do it on the phone to people who already perceive me as somebody with something that can help and change their reality. I'm talking to people, mostly people who do not know me. So I have to yell and scream based upon what the fuck. My name is Panic. Panic is the scream of pan.
Right.
So I'm supposed to be screaming. I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. What the fuck are you supposed to be doing? I'm doing what the fuck I'm supposed to be doing and delivering the way I'm supposed to be doing it. And if you don't like the curses, I'm sorry it hurts. But, you know, move along. This is Panic. The scream of pain that you're hearing. And I'm saying it so you can perceive me a certain way, so therefore I can impact and change your reality. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
You don't get to listen to me all day then get to tell me the draconians really are the ones controlling the weather that killed Whitney. You don't get to do that.
Right.
I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear it in the email.
Exactly.
I don't want you to copy me on a whole web page of why Whitney is dead. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Especially when it took me 3 years to tell you how to contact Whitney and ask your fucking self. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
You that homeless nigga walking in a circle. That's what you are. You are. Because you are, I cannot say it enough. If you really think it's me and my ego, this is only backing up shit I've already said. This is what Don Cornelius said to me. This is what he said to me. Change your perception. Change your reality. You listen closely. Everything that happens, you perceive it through a white man's agenda. Everything that happens, you perceive it through a white man's agenda. What the fuck is wrong with you? What the fuck is wrong with you? At what point do you listen to yourself and read enough about ISIS and Horace and Kali or whatever the fuck it is you like to brag about you read? When do you start perceiving it in a way through your reality to continue to create your own reality? You're receiving it through his reality. Like you're receiving this information, and you're checking with your master. Well, I'm receiving Kali, so let's see what he's doing. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Same plantation slave mentality. I got a book, so we need to hide this shit up under the goddamn fireplace because I got a book, and I'm trying to get my book learning going. So let's see what he's doing. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
You know. So it's quite simple as this. You know what I'm saying? It's quite simple as this. We need to seriously not try to be information junkies. And the information that we got and are confident on, you need to start turning that information or knowledge into wisdom and then into understanding. It's a three-part process. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. Three parts. And it's quite simply this. Knowledge is just information. It can be looked at as sperm. And sperm, it really doesn't do nothing unless it finds a womb. The womb represents the wisdom because that's where it ferments. You get what I'm saying? That's where it changes. That's where it incubates. You get what I'm saying? That's where it incubates. So we need to take the information and start to incubate. And the baby is the understanding. The five percenters, man is knowledge, wisdom is woman, and understanding is the child. That trinity, understanding means you now have changed your reality by this. See, there was a time when I was trying to speak to spirits, I had to change my perception. My perception was like anybody else. That's stupid. How do you know you're speaking to spirits? Maybe somebody's tricking you. Am I supposed to draw a circle? Am I supposed to do it on the moon when it's waxing or waning?
Right.
I did all that bullshit. You're supposed to. Until you get to do it and convince yourself enough to make it your reality. When you convince yourself enough to make it your reality, it's real. I don't have to do none of that shit. I haven't lit a candle in a year. I don't need to because my reality is a magical reality. And it's not something that I'm cooler than you because it's everything I've tried to share with everyone since I've been here. Start changing how you think. There's a fucking kid on YouTube trying to change himself into a fucking Saiyan from Dragon Ball Z. All I need is 5 minutes with that nigga to stop him from yelling. I can stop him from yelling in 5 minutes. And the first part of what he said, all I need is 5 minutes and he could do blog talk shows and you niggas would tune in. Because he figured it out. He figured it out. It's all in your mind. He's not unfigured yet. You know what I'm saying? He's not unfigured yet. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
He said this because what I'm talking about is really obvious. It's obvious. That kid, before he did all that crazy-ass yelling, in the beginning, that motherfucker was saying some deep, profound metaphysical shit.
Yep.
Shit that
really
took you 3 hours to figure out. This nigga said, look, it's all in your mind. He said, like
all
anything, you practice anything, you practice it with your mind, you'll get it. And then this nigga started yelling at shit. I thought I seen the nigga turn red after a while. And I seen conscious niggas saying, well, that shit is dumb. Shit, maybe y'all need to yell because ain't nothing,
a lot of shit ain't
working for a lot of niggas. But maybe y'all need to yell a little bit. And if y'all ain't seen that fucking video, somebody should put that video up who's seen it in the room. Y'all need to see it later because it's about 5 minutes. Or I'll put it back up on my wall. It's on Blue's wall right now. A little young nigga dropping hard metaphysics, but this
dropping
nigga did some shit out there. And this shit is funny as a fuck. But the idea here is, no one is taking control of their own mind. They're waiting for some worshiping their speakers, waiting for some shit to happen. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Some shit for someone to say so they could be in awe. You really got to look in yourself. You got to really see how you see things. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Is there this enemy?
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? So if we're thinking, and we were thinking in the 70s, you would never see nothing like Soul Train. A bunch of niggas dancing like they want to dance to their music and dressing like they want to dress. This was not happening back then. Don made this a reality based upon him seeing something from his own perspective, him able to perceive this and able to do it. But see, this is, and you can look at Jimi Hendrix. When you see someone, Michael Jackson, with Nina Simone, you the list goes on. When you see someone, when you see someone who's bringing something to this world that doesn't exist, it's because they didn't let outside perspective
right.
Outside stimuli impact their perspective. Outside
right.
stimuli impact their perspective because they
right.
are now from a more metaphysical God level. Some people are born to do that. They came here to
right.
do that. We say they were just obsessed with whatever. Jimi Hendrix was obsessed. Here's a little boy, little black kid, played in the TV show Heroes. He played on My Wife and Kids.
Yes.
But he's a certified genius. And, in fact, mm-hmm. Heroes is a show about geniuses.
Yes.
And they put him, but he's a certified genius, little black kid, piano player. He was on My Wife and Kids. He,
yes.
his father, who's he's a millionaire, maybe even billionaire, but at least a millionaire, said when he was a baby in the crib, he would be sleeping playing keys in the air. You get what I'm saying? You came
right.
to do what
yes.
you came to do. This is not folly
That's
here.
Right.
So if you came from
right.
something, listen now to this. If you came from something and you came here doing something, that means there's something on the other side that dictates we
right.
are fragments of that acting it out down here. Fragments.
That's right.
So if you think you know Jimi Hendrix, you only know a fragment, and that fragment is only because he was human. If you think you know
right.
Nina Simone, Aretha Franklin, Smokey Robinson,
right.
Miles Davis, that's only
right.
fragments caught
mm-hmm.
in something called a body. That's only a preview.
Right.
That's only a preview
of
your power. See, what we're not understanding
right.
is we think, well, the white man is talking about quantum physics and quantum mechanics, but we come down here playing the horn. No, the horn
right.
is explaining to you quantum physics and quantum mechanics.
Right.
They're trying to fucking logically determine it. What we're the music has been trying to tell you what that world is, what it
That's
is.
Right.
Why you dance from it is the way you can dance from it naturally. Even when, you know how people put their little stupid kids and stand there and put the music
yes,
on and they be in a diaper?
Yes.
And they be in a diaper doing that shit. That's
right.
proof that you're from that world.
Yes.
Listen
you're
closely.
From the world.
I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to tell you this. For white people, they will finally start making a quantum impact when the motherfuckers learn to dance. When you see white people
right.
dancing good, that's when y'all should say, welcome. Welcome. I'm going to tell you, white people, y'all bet to go back to doing that achy breaky. Because y'all niggas was getting it in with the achy breaky. You know what I'm saying? When they bust out that achy breaky heart and all that shit, they was just
yes.
all in rhythm. They left that achy breaky alone. They all fucked up trying to dance to Eminem. And he's all fucked
right.
up trying to be a rapper. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
That the dancing yeah. sends out a quantum message. You get what I'm
yeah.
saying? And there's actually two types. Healing dancing is that dumb shit that niggas do.
Yeah.
At every party, slide to the left and back again.
Yes.
Slide
yes.
to the right. That's line dancing. That's
yes.
I've seen niggas do that in the
yes.
spirit
yes.
world. I've seen
mm-hmm.
niggas doing
yes.
one, two, bring it on down, shake your legs. Now all the women, slide.
That's right.
I've seen
that's
all
right.
that bullshit. So that's a nigga thing. So then you have something that is a fragment of what we do. That's why it feels so good. When we do
when
that,
you're
the best
it.
Thing
when
niggas do
it.
Is come late and go to parties. Why? Because when I went to the spirit world, that's all they doing. And I forgot to mention fucking. That's the science. You get what I'm saying? They
yeah.
convince you that's
right.
some lazy nigga shit. That's some lazy
mm-hmm.
nigga shit.
Mm-hmm.
So now you trying to be a fucking intellect. 5 + 5
right.
minus 7 equal 293,453,000,000,000,000 times to the square over there. That shit ain't nothing. That shit ain't nothing. Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Miles
right.
Davis is where you going. You know what I'm saying? You going to the
right.
soul train. So when these fragmented
yeah.
things caught or trapped in a prison called a body get released, no matter how they get released. I don't give a fuck
That's
if
right.
a nigga came and killed Don Cornelius with an Illuminati Boule tattoo right on his face. Thank you for
right.
doing that. Thank you for doing
right.
that. You released the master into his power again. If you're looking at it from our perspective, if you're looking at it from their perspective, who have nothing but Earth, have nothing beyond Earth, then it will be sad for you. You know what I'm saying? The nigga was 70-something years old. Shit.
Yeah.
Why is it for years I couldn't wait for Don to pass? I couldn't wait. I knew that's when we was going to have some order in this bullshit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We need a nigga to get the shit straight. Don came through. He told me he's one of the barons. He's not. He didn't say Baron Samadhi. And there is no one Baron Samadhi. You could look at that as an energy lineage. For instance, when the comedians die, other comedians come and pick them up. When James Brown died, I seen Jimi Hendrix with him. So it's like the energy. You know what I'm saying? Malcolm X, Elijah Muhammad, Father Allah, seen them all together, chilling. Mm-hmm. It's like priesthood, if you will. So their energy is together. So when you, so we'll encapsulate it in one spirit sometimes, and you know, based upon the culture or one person. So we know Baron Samadhi is an ancestral a deity, host, brings, guides, contacts, father of the gated. But there are other barons. He has brothers. So he said he's one of those barons. Again, when they just go, they're not really talking because you just left some fucking misery.
That's right.
You know, I know you don't talk to them, Patty. Who says they want to talk? Shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
A lot of times they don't.
A lot of times they're trying to figure out what the fuck happened. We'll get to Whitney, too.
Right.
A lot of times they're trying to figure out what happened, and they just enjoying it. You know what I'm saying? That's
enjoying
like me going to heaven. I pull out my pants and got an orgy going, and y'all just going, panic. Who killed you? The Illuminati? I'm trying to get my nuts sucked. You know, I'm trying to bust, player. Leave me alone. Yo, panic. What do you want me to do on my altar? Nothing, nigga. Leave me alone. I'm good. Panic. I'm going to light a green candle or a blue candle for you. Fuck you. Panic. Could you help me with my red? My nephew's in jail. I'm like, fuck you, nigga. I'm trying to deal with this orgy right now. You know what I'm saying? Right now. Panic! Was the Super Bowl a ritual? Yeah, motherfucker. And you can't do nothing about it. So what? You know what I mean? We need to stop thinking about a bunch of shit we can't do nothing about. Fuck the Super Bowl ritual. Watch our niggas throw a football game and have a halftime show and raise up goddamn Collie or something. I'm more afraid of
that
than Madonna's old pasty ass. We're going to get to that shit, too. Now, to keep on with what Don was talking about, this is how motherfuckers have been listening to me for 3 motherfucking years. There was some random white boy on YouTube last year said, your parent came to me for information. Do you know niggas actually asked me if that was true?
Wow. Wow.
Because it's like a white person can say this shit and it's easy. I can tell you, not only are you a god, here's a roadmap to your godhood, and you still go, panic, I don't know. What about my aura? Panic, I might get the hives. Panic, I've never did that before. Panic, I got crooked toes. Should I smoke a herb pack? Like, look, motherfucker, if I just need to hire a white person. You know what I'm saying? I just need to write shit down and just say, you say it. Because if we did that, we all be in the Soul Train line tonight. You follow what I'm saying? So what we need to work on is not so much information, it's your fucking psychological mind control damage. This shit you're supposed to be using to get your mind right. You niggas are under mind control. Mind fucking control. Let me tell you, the idea to become Afrocentric. I remember people in my family, I am Afrocentric, which means my center is African. And I'm sitting there going, but you're paying rent like a regular nigga. You know what I'm saying? It's not going to work. I get where you're going with it, but it clearly didn't work. You're trying to center yourself up with something that is passe. It is gone. These Africans have out-Christened your ass, and they don't like you. They don't want to share. They don't see you as brethren. But with rap music, when you created something new, they followed you. Well, imagine that. Right. Or even better, imagine Don Cornelius taking a show in chronicling for years the plight of the African American in America through Soul Train, through the phases of dance, phases of song, and the phases of dress, which has been our biggest influence here, and even consciousness, because Don Cornelius still had a few conscious speakers there, and people and movie stars come and talk about movies. So
sure
you have
is.
Someone
sure
who you should be a Soul Train centric, my nigga. You get what I'm saying? Because that's your story as the Africans who came to the West. You get what I'm saying? The Africans in the East. Them niggas are no more than the raw material that has been mined the fuck out of that land at this point. The good news is, if you got a soul and you're a Negro, everybody's going. But everybody's going to this Nirvana heaven, sweet hereafter, serious, whatever the fuck you want to call it, based upon a collective work at each different phase of transformation for an entire people. We are at the head of that transformation. In all the mythologies, the dead gods rise in the West. We are the captured motherfucking Negroes from the West rising the fuck up right now. What is holding us down is you still love your slave master to tell you what's really going on. Let me tell you what's really going on. Whitney Houston, who was on drugs for 20 years, didn't just die, even though she was on drugs for 20 motherfucking years.
Right.
But Madonna, a 45-year-old, has been, never really went to the level of Britney Spears even.
Right.
Do a fucking dance, and all of a sudden, she's Baphomet made whole. You get what I'm saying? And Whitney Houston dies because the Illuminati is trying to raise up Madonna. Oh, you niggas need to really think this shit through. Think it through. What Madonna understood, even when she was doing Like a Virgin, and even when she was doing all that holiday bullshit, was how to manipulate motherfuckers into getting attention. And you gave her the attention because she gave you something to perceive. And now it's your reality. Do you see how they're controlling your old ass? You niggas ain't even gotten past Willie Lynch talking about Jupiter and Tahuti. You ain't even got past Willie Lynch. That nigga should name yourself Willie Lynch L. Bay. That's what you should do. Willie Lynch L. Bay. That's what the fuck you should do. You ain't even gotten past that. Madonna still got your ass twisted in a knot. I put up pictures just to see sometimes. I put up an old civil rights picture with Nicolas Cage. They look alike. This shit's been going on the web.
Yeah,
I'm not even
going to
go into the answers for that. Niggas is like, wow, he's 200 years old. Like, I can believe that. I'm like, yo, I'm like, your niggas ain't even using your mind no more. You know what I'm saying?
You're not even using your mind
with that shit no more. That's like, to me, that was really scary. You know what I'm saying? Madonna?
Yeah.
No. Madonna? That's almost like saying Britney Spears is Kali. I'm going to tell you what y'all did need to look at, though, when I told your ass that Etta James ain't like them bitches, and then
she broke Christina Aguilera's pussy when
Christina Aguilera was trying to sing motherfucking, at her funeral, that pussy broke open. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
She had an accident. You get what I'm saying?
That's right.
Y'all need to listen to what, y'all need to see what's going on. That's the power. You see what I'm saying? Because Etta James just made that transition, and she's still holding on to the hate for Beyonce and the rest of these little hoes. That's what's going down. After a while, that shit ain't going to matter. Like, let that little thing sing. She ain't nothing. And you'll find the same thing. There's nothing in the spirit world has ever said to me, panic, beware of the Illuminati, because they got it going on, nigga. Nothing.
Y'all don't even know what the fuck the Boule is.
If you say Boule now, they think it's something homosexual. Steve Copeland. Y'all are just so misinformed with your fucking information. It's fucking pitiful. Steve Copeland was the first brother to bring us information on the Boule. And then Javon Bruckner, who had Ghetto Times magazine, picked up on a lot of that information. Now, what it was talking about an elite group of fraternity black folks. Nothing to do with homosexuality, but their philosophy was, that we're not going to burn America down. We put too much into it. So what we're going to do is get our chunk of the rock. So if you want to know what the Boulez philosophy was, all you have to do is watch The Cosby Show.
Yep.
The whole idea of stop naming yourself Raheem, become Thaddeus, Eldridge. What was the Dagmas? You get what I'm saying?
You know
become Dagmas Hickey. You know what I'm saying? Thaddeus Sickle. You know what I'm saying? Huxtable. You become a part of it, though you retain your culture, you know, jazz, but you're a part of this bigger picture as opposed to choke a motherfucker until you get your tax return. You get what I'm saying? So that was basically
right,
the idea.
Right.
And then there's a slide. So, but then there's a sliding scale, of course. Now you have, you say, well, they're willing to throw poor black people away, blah, 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 blah. And then there became more about some of the rituals in these fraternities became homosexual in nature. That's how they bond, because that's what they do in a lot of these fraternities. But the idea was you had to go to school to get to the Boule. Niggas is asking me, is Mobb Deep in the Boule? Mobb Deep in the Boule. Let me tell you this, my niggas. When Mobb Deep got the Mobb House in goddamn Long Island, y'all should have seen this fucking shit. They waiting for housing to come by and clean up. You know what I'm saying? The lawn all fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Niggas sitting on the roof smoking in a house. You know what I'm saying? And you think it's these niggas is the Boule? Y'all niggas are severely misinformed. Like I said, y'all take information, but you're not changing yourself with it. Y'all just put it into your same slavery mentality. You get what I'm saying? So there's this big, mighty thing coming in, and you're this little underdog. You're this little underdog that's fighting for your black rights and the rights of the black woman and just to educate your children in the right school. What a pathetic dream you have. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Are you watching when Don Cornelius put on Soul Train, the entire planet changed? Dick Clark, the father of TV production, had to make a show called Soul Unlimited, and Don Cornelius said, turn that bullshit off. And it was off.
And it was off.
Dick didn't want to fuck it up with the black people. Do you understand? Rap is something that was created in our ignorance, and it still dominates the world to today. It's 30 years old. And it still dominates the world to this day. Even in our ignorance, we are still masters. Rap is a masterful thing. And we did that in our oppression, in the worst case scenario. As we can show up. You follow what I'm saying? And the world still follows. It is one of the strongest rap music. My aunt said this shit to me. Full-blown Muslim said, I knew it was over when I seen Fred and Barney rapping about Fruity Pebbles. She said, y'all won. She said, y'all have won. And she said that shit in 1991. Y'all have won. Fred and Barney got Run DMC hats on talking about Fruity Pebbles. Ain't no more challenge. Y'all ain't no underdog. But we still would see ourselves as this underdog. We see ourselves because this Willie Lynch chip, this Willie Lynch thing has got you. You even speak about your power from the perspective of an underdog. It's you tearing shit up, but you still give your power to Harp. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's your queen, Whitney Houston, that's finally really making her comeback tour now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
She's
actually
made a comeback because she died. But you're still giving that to Madonna? You still even connecting
not
that to Madonna? That beat up, fucked up dance she did? You know what I'm saying? I know Bopper is pissed. Like, come on, bitch, you could do better than that. I'm the devil. You know what I'm saying? I'm the devil.
Right,
you could have did better than that. Everybody, she came out with this Egyptian ritual. It was a Roman ritual. It wasn't even Egyptian.
It was Roman.
You had to make it black. You get what I'm saying? So we need to get past this shit. You know what I'm saying? Soon as niggas say the Illuminati, y'all niggas turn like a hobo on a ham sandwich. You know what I'm saying? Oh, I just knew it. You know what I'm saying? Enough of that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Haven't you had enough of that? You don't know nothing that the Illuminati has done besides what David Icke and three others have told you. What if their job is to tell you that? Then they are success.
Right.
See, they don't have to work hard because they're working against years and years of white oppression and domination in your mind. You don't.
Right.
You need to understand this information is to help you fight that domination. It's not for your self-esteem. It's when you're saying God and this and that. You don't hear me, I'm a God, because it's not for my self-esteem. I'm past that. You know what I'm saying? We past that. God is not even enough to encapsulate what you really are. That's just the best thing this planet's got going for definition. You following what I'm saying? Past that self-esteem shit. You know what I'm saying? Your name could be fucking Darnell. You still a God. You don't have to have a long umam sum am rap tep o tep who gun baba ra net o shum. That doesn't make you
right.
any more anything. That just makes you. That just shows all the shit that you need to feel good about yourself. And that's real
right.
talk. That's real
yeah.
talk. That's all you
right.
need. You prove that that's everything you need to feel good about yourself. Get what I'm saying? So you fail with a long name. You failed. You failed because you're telling me it's you still at the self-esteem level of this game. When you go
right.
through that change, it doesn't become a big deal. No more than it is tying the shoes. You'll never. You, when's the last time you called a grown up and said, "Well, what did you do today?" Well, I tied my shoes. Because it's something you do. It's a part of your reality. So all that Oshun Baba Ra Umin, if that's a part of your reality, you don't need to say it. You are it. You become it.
You
transfer yourself into it, and then you only realize that you was it the whole time, and you ain't got to change a goddamn thing. I'm like, well, do I need to change? See, I want people for the people who taking who's drinking stupid juice, panic you cursing with panic you talking. Panic, I know how, what you think. If I'm nothing, I'm intelligent. If I just wanted to get people asses in the seat, I'll talk to you sweet all day. I talk to you about raising up kids and health.
Right.
That's all I need to do in yoga. Well, sisters, you remember your womb is the
you
most sacred.
Yoga.
And, you know, and see, it's about the kids, and we need to teach them, and we need a special program, homeschooling, and this is why the black woman is not this and why the black woman is not that. Oh, Hotep and Ashe. That's fucking easy. But I'm going to do you something better. I'm not going to bullshit you. I'm going to be exactly who I am. And if you can hear the fucking message, then you can hear it. If you can't, then don't worry.
Right.
I never asked you for a penny to listen to it. So you can move the fuck on. Many people come because many people hear the realism in this. And if you need to, and I'm going to try to get a little bit more real tonight, but I tell you, you niggas ain't doing nothing repeating this shit. What you got to do is start changing
right.
your perspective. Change. This is an illusional
yeah.
reality. The way you see it will be the way it is. And you ain't got to listen to nothing occult. You could go to self-help books, and they will tell you the same thing, which they get
yeah.
from the occult. My first
yeah.
lesson, in that science that I'm talking about now of how to create your own reality came from Bobby Hennig.
Yeah.
He would say whatever the situation would be, this nigga had an answer for it. So I'd be like, yeah, the movie was good, but they had a white boy in it. No, that's good because the white boy represents change in the movie. I said, this movie's good, they had all black people. That's good because they need to show the original man. And I was like, motherfucker, what is right? Like one time I went to a Chinese restaurant, these niggas was arguing. Ate the food, threw up. I'm like, these motherfuckers is arguing over my food. That's what made me throw up. No, that's good because you had to clean it out. So I'm like, goddamn niggas, anything wrong? Then it hit me like a ton of bricks. I said, everyone's on this planet trying to see things their way all the fucking time.
That's
he
right.
just showed me the science of how to see the world any way I want to see it. That's the science that he was doing. I'm sitting there trying to pick a side. Right or wrong, good or bad. That's why I tell you, you know, people give me that dumb, I know you hate humans panic, so I'll just make this quick. I said, well, if you know I hate humans, why make it at all? But let me explain that. I do not hate humans. I do not love humanity. I'm indifferent to it because the science that I'm dealing with, which you can deal with too, is your science. Eventually, you get beyond human thoughts. That's what's going
right.
on here. I'm going beyond
right.
human thought. What I'm talking about
right.
is y'all showing me the ultimate in human thought of slave your slavery thought. The white man did it. Who killed Whitney? The white man. Who's on stage at the Super Bowl? The white man. He's doing the devil shit. We're all fucked. Then Whitney dies. You get what I'm saying? Don Cornelius, something ain't right about that. Got to be a white man. You get what I'm saying? So getting beyond hate, I'm beyond hating and loving. A lot of what you say, I don't want to be bothered with. But I choose to bother with it because I'm looking at it as if you're asking me because you're trying to accomplish the same exact thing. Go beyond humanity. So I don't even answer when you're trying to dive deeper in humanity. You follow what I'm saying? So it's not about hating humanity, but it's not about loving it. It's about going beyond it and wanting to see what's inside of all humans transformed to its original, glorious, magnificent, soul-trained state. You follow what I'm saying? Because you niggas is bullshit. I'm not here to raise up this ridiculousness. You get what I'm saying? I'm here to raise up what's inside of you. And what's inside of you is bogged down by human thought. The first place you need to go is what you even think of your former slave master. You need to stop walking around calling him cracker boy and hate boy and this and that boy and just leave him the fuck alone. Let him fend for himself. The only thing he's got is to try to change your perspective at the Super Bowl. That's the only thing he's got. And what you've got is the melanin to make it real. So you making it real for him. All of that shit you calling him cracker boy, crackerzoid, all that's cute and funny, but you still worshiping him. You still worshiping him. You still worshiping him because you making his shit real. You in the fucking Matrix. They told you in the Matrix, look, Neo, it's all in your mind, motherfucker. You want to fly, fly. You want to jump, jump. Oh, is that air you breathing? So they've been telling you. Everybody thought the Matrix was doing. Everybody thought the Matrix was the shit. But understand, it's still telling you a message. Everybody walk away. Like, I know it's talking about something. The message is this shit. You are in the Matrix, and you are the one. They're just talking about the Christ energy. So when I'm talking about I hate humans or I don't love humans or when you perceive it that way, what we're talking about is I'm one person that decided to become the Christ energy based upon studying and the desperate need to become that for the salvation of my soul train. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But here's the good news. I am no more special than any one of you walking around with a pair of testicles or a pair of tits. You get what I'm saying? You can do it too.
Right.
Well, I feel I am nice and I care because everything I've said is said, well, no, you can get that book. You can do that. You can do that. You can do this. You can
That's
do
right.
that.
That's
you get
right.
what I'm saying? I'm not here to milk your tits. Oh, you are the queen and I'm going to talk nice to you because you're the queen. No, I'm going to do you one better. I'm going to talk to you just like you need to be talked to. Do some fucking work. Stop jerking around here trying to be righteous on a fucking social network and really doing nothing but just hanging the fuck out. If you're down to do something. If you're down to hang out, then let's hang out. I'll catch you on Tuesday. But don't bother me with none of that bullshit.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? Because I have two Facebooks. I've said this before. One is for this and the other's for my friends. My group friends. The niggas with school pictures of me. And when I go there, we don't talk about yim and yah. You follow what I'm saying? We don't talk about Sri Ramakrishna. We talk about, ain't it sad with me going, ain't it sad? I have nothing.
That's what
we talk about. If I'm here under panic demonium, this is some panic demonium shit. I said to me, I don't understand what you're doing on Facebook. I'm doing what you're supposed to do on Facebook. I'm putting up funny pictures and talking shit. What the fuck are you doing on Facebook? Building a pyramid? What the fuck is it? You're signing into Anchor Watts? You know what I'm saying? Get it together, Slick. Get it together. You know what I'm saying? Your shit is tacky. Get your shit together, nigga. You are stuck at the Soul Train scramble board and you can't get your shit together, nigga. It says Marvin Gaye. Put it together. Put it together, nigga. Let's get it on, nigga. Let's get it on, nigga.
Oh,
I don't
gosh.
Know what's going on, nigga. Y'all niggas need a lot of work. And wait a minute. This is not for me. This is from Don. Let me just get this. Y'all niggas need a lot of work, you know what I'm saying? Y'all niggas need a lot of work. Y'all got shit to do. But the shit you got to do ain't read no more shit. It's really an inner journey into saying, how may I release this whitey off of my mind? You know what I'm saying? Stop
right.
looking at the Illuminati shit. You know what I'm saying? Stop looking
That's
at
right.
the Illuminati. They're nobody. They're not going to do. There is a ruling elite of this world, but they're not running the world. They're running around the world. Can't you see the chaos the world is in? It's because you.
Right.
It's not because they defeated you. It's because you left the shit to them. You get what I'm saying? For a greater purpose. Now, come on. Let's
That's
get with this greater purpose, nigga. People all over the world. You know what I'm saying? Get it on. Let's get it on. You know what I'm saying? It's time to get down. Do, 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 do. Do, do. Y'all niggas should be happy. Don Cornelius has left the building. That is the host with the most. I had a father who lived in my house, and I still wish that nigga was my father. Peace, love, and soul.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? I still wish. That was one of the coolest Don. That was motherfucking V. Barron, nigga. That nigga on the other side, I don't care. I don't care if his white wife did it. She may get into heaven for doing that.
You stupid.
If it was a setup, we should let her into heaven. You know what I'm saying? See, down here, they're just regular people. Regular white wives, you know what I'm saying? Insurance problems, you know what I'm saying? Prostate. That's you're not here to raise that up. Oh, Don got prostate.
Right.
We need to think of him. We need to think of Don. We got prostate. No, we need to say, Don, may you make a smooth transition. Get back on your throne because we got a whole bunch of Soul Train line to do. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Rerun, nigga. Right. Rerun, nigga. What's wrong with y'all? Rerun started on the Soul Train, nigga. Ooh, nigga, that's, man, y'all ain't even know. Y'all can't even understand the understanding that's going on with this. It's like, that same hobo, I hate to be talking to the hobos walking in the circle. You know what I'm saying? You might as well sit your ass right there at Grand Central Station on the floor where you was. Don't fucks with me. You know what I'm saying? Leave me alone because I am driven by what I am driven by. And if you don't see that vision, it's not up to you to see that vision. But you need to stay out of my business. Stay out of my life. Get off my friends list or whatever. You know, move on. Ease on down the road, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Ease on down the road, nigga. Because you're not going to get nothing other than what I am telling you today. You're not even going to get courtesy because I know how to give courtesy, but I'm not here to do that for you. I give courtesy to my next-door neighbor that I've reacquainted with on Facebook, Helen. Hi, Helen. She says God is good today. And I say, guess you're right. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
She gets courtesy from me. Even though it's some
silly
shit, she gets courtesy from me because she never said, who the fuck is Panic Demodium? Then I say, bitch, courtesy is over. You know what I'm saying? Go get that book and this and that because I'm doing something here. If you don't see it, I'm not here to convince you that it's the right or wrong thing. That's your issue.
Right.
But you at least need to know who the fuck you fucking with if you're gonna come around with some bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Madonna is the Super Bowl pattern. You know I ain't with that. You know I ain't with that. So what do you think you're going to get from me? Oh, beloved brother, let me explain this to you in a chat. No, you're going to get, look, man, whatever. Whatever. Because I spoke to it before. I speak on it, and I'm yelling on it now. So if you can't hear that, don't get mad at me. Get mad at Don Cornelius. He's the one who's telling me to say this. Be mad at Don, nigga. Be mad at Don. Now, the thing that Don is accredited for creating was the Soul Train line. Now, I used to see this in the spirit world. There was a guy named Metahochi, and I never met him, but I told the story on the remix before, but one of the new remixers. This guy died, and Bobby knew him. And Bobby said, oh, I found out this guy Metahochi died. Who's Metahochi? Well, after Santeria came back to America, I guess maybe late 70s, 80s maybe. I'm not sure the time frame. But around this time, what you had was a lot of black people saying, wait, I want to know where this religion originated from. And they found out it was Nigeria, Ifa, Yoruba people. It was called Yoruba land, and the Orishas and all of this. So they said, I don't want to worship my Orishas through the saints, which is Santeria. I wanted to go direct. Let's take this to Africa. Same. Let's go back to Africa. But when they went back to Africa, the Nigerians said, we ain't teaching you niggas nothing. Nothing. All you niggas went back to your roots. They said, hell no, we ain't teaching you. Metahochi was the first one to start teaching those secrets of Ifa to black folks in America. This is what Bobby was telling me. I was too young to know this at the time. And when all these African houses started popping up, these original ones, a lot had to do with this guy, Metahochi. And then it moved on. So you say he got an Obatala ritual from Metahochi, and the shit worked like you know what I'm saying, like a hobo on a ham sandwich. So I said, all right, I'll try to contact this guy. No picture, nothing. As I'm in this meditative state, he comes through. Straw. He said, you don't. He said, you haven't changed. I said, I'm not supposed to change, motherfucker. He said, yes, you are. No. He said, you've changed. And I said, I'm supposed to change, motherfucker. I'm doing alchemy. He said, well, all I need to do is see if your heart's the same. And I said, oh, yes, it is. He came and, like, sniffed my heart. He said, all right. Then I went to sleep and went to this world. It was a whole entire world of nothing but drummers. Now, the feeling that I got, niggas was just drumming on everything, kids, women, every house in this world had this was drummers, pipes and belly dancing and drumming and drumming and drumming. The feeling I got, I guess the earthly feeling would be like a bunch of niggas who get a check and don't have to go to work. You know what I'm saying?
Just happy
niggas. Wasn't over there. It was regular houses and everything. So then I was taken to this reception for Metahochi. And looked like the club. I'm standing outside. Niggas was not letting me in. Now, I got this feeling on earth before, too. The two times I went to a drumming for those Orishas, whatever it was before them niggas came through and we had some personal dealings, them niggas could not stand the fuck out of me. These niggas was possessed. They was knocking me around. I was like, what the fuck is going on here? Bumping me, pushing me. I'm like, and you know, just, who are you a child of? I'm like, nobody, motherfucker. He's like, that's what you think, and all this kind of shit. So the next time I went, I said, let me give this shit another day in court. I went with Rain or somebody.
Right.
I said, let's leave. You know what I'm saying? The Reese's wasn't even coming. These niggas was cutting all this shit up. Smelled like it was some real low spirits. It was just a party. So they never liked me. So that feeling that I got both times, I got that feeling when I was outside the club. Niggas was grilling me like, what the fuck is you doing here type shit. So I'm like, well, you know, fuck y'all niggas. And then Metahochi came, brought me in the club. And as far as the eye can see on the left and right, it looked like many stages of it was one entire big celebration as far as the eye can see, a procession, him walking out just like the Soul Train line. I'm walking with this nigga. I wasn't cutting no steps or nothing, but you would go past, and it was everything that was mixed. Niggas was drumming and breakdancing. Niggas was rapping and like jazz. It was every single music form down this whole procession. And I didn't connect it. I said, that's nothing but the Soul Train line until a couple of years later. And then as I was talking to Brother Aleem, he was also saying he witnessed that procession too. There's no real way to describe how much glitz and glam it is. It's beyond comprehension.
Yes,
Don is the master of the Soul Train line. So if everyone gets this homecoming, you especially get this homecoming for being conscious. This procession, who better to host this procession than Don Cornelius? This is the greatest moment ever. Because I don't know about what the fuck y'all niggas going to do. But I'm going to tell you what the fuck I'm going to do. I'm going to that shit. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to the
Soul Train line. I want to go see Rerun Dance. You get what I'm saying?
That's right.
I'm going to that shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all niggas can hang around here and worry what the fuck the Illuminati is doing if you want to. Y'all take your fucking 30,000 years in the spirit world to find out the Illuminati did never exist. Y'all be stuck for 30,000 years. And I'll be sitting around watching Soul Train, nigga. For real.
That's
for real.
That's
you know what
it.
I'm saying? So we got to understand the clues of what we are spiritually show up on the planet. So if you see a nigga doing this such and such, you know that's who he is, or that's the energy who he is. On the, there is a piano on the other side. It just it shows up as a piano here. You can hear all that shit. There's a horn. Miles Davis, if you can't see Miles Davis as an emanation, then something really wrong. Something really wrong with this relationship. Get what I'm saying? If y'all can't see John Cornelius as, and I know most of y'all do. I'm talking to the people who are struggling with this, because let me put this out there. A lot of people just knew what it was. They didn't say none of that bullshit. They just said, Don is going, we on now. Let's just talk about it. Let's celebrate. So a lot of people are here for that, too. So let me give credit where credit is due. A lot of people are past this concept. So, again, I'm not here to address or pat on the head people who got this. I am here to talk to people who's trying to get this. You get what I'm saying? So when you hear me talk, and I'm talking and like, y'all ain't do this and y'all ain't do that, because I'm talking to people who ain't do that. If you did do that, this doesn't concern you. You should be here giggling with me. You get what I'm saying? You should be here laughing with Miss Blue, because you already figured this part of the game out. You feel what I'm saying? I'm talking to people who are struggling with this concept, struggling with trying to make David Icke their stepfather and all that kind of shit. So it's credit is due. But again, I'm not here to stroke your ego or make you feel good about something you're supposed to be doing any motherfucking way. You get what I'm saying?
Anyway.
I'm not that guy. You know what I'm saying? I'm not that lecturer that's going to tell you you're a beautiful woman and you take care of your kids and that's what it is. You get what I'm saying? I'm here to tell you your destiny is not in your kids. Your kids' destiny are not in you. You're only here to take care of them until they grow and be whatever the fuck they came to be on the planet, even if that means sucking dick in a rest stop. Even if that means sucking dick in a rest stop. You get what I'm saying? Are you spiritually enough, Otep, Tahuti, Mayan, enough to accept that? You get what I'm saying? Can you accept that? Are you that spiritual where, your kid is giving hand jobs at the senior prom? And his name is Eric.
Right.
Can you say, that's what my aunt wanted? You get what I'm saying? Guarantee you. What ritual can I do to make him ungay? You get what I'm saying? So let's not kid ourselves. Let's stop kidding ourselves. Everybody's pulling everybody's dick and flopping everybody's titties around. But let's get down to some shit let's get down to some real business here. You get what I'm saying?
That's
some
right.
Real shit. You know what I'm saying? Raise your shit up. Your technology is spiritual. The end.
Yes.
Technology. Yes. You know what I'm saying? Technology is technical knowledge, meaning it's technically knowledge. Well, what's real knowledge? Spiritual. Spiritual in nature.
Yes.
That's your power. And technology mimics it. A phone mimics nothing but how you used to communicate with your pioneer, how you used to astral travel, remember cars and airplanes. It's mimicking it. It's mimicking it. You get what I'm saying? So with that being said, what we need to do is get into our real shit, which is inside of us.
Yeah.
We worried about what's outside, what he's doing, what Harp's doing, what they said on YouTube, what the government's going to do. Some shit they always talking about going to do. Never. They're going to put you in cages. They're going to put you in a cage. That's a science.
Right.
Do you know this is the science? If you are getting your ass whipped by police, but they tell you there's a police state coming. That means you're looking for a future which doesn't exist, but you're not dealing with what's happening right now. They're already fucking you up right now. You're in a police state right now. But if they're telling you in the future they're going to do that, you're in the projects, in ovens, lockdown in camps right now, in the projects.
That's right.
If you listen to any of Miss Blue's feng shui shows, and she tells you the difference between a square in a circle, your very nice house is a prison right now.
Based upon
it being a square. You're in a prison right now. So we need to stop acting like or worried about these threats. That's the same threats from Willie Lynch. If you run, you're going to cut off your foot, Toby.
And
all they got to do is cut off one nigga's foot or give you Rodney King, and you understand. That's why they give you Rodney King. So you understand, he's Toby. I tell you, Willie Lynch beat the biggest, strongest buck in front of them all. Didn't they do that with Rodney King? They doing that right now. But they can't do that in a actual way. So they have to do it in a more symbolic way. You niggas still this day still talk about Rodney King. At the end of the day, you are scared of the white man. There was a time where he was the devil. But after Baphomet got a Wikipedia page, that became played out. So you don't hear Kanye, the white man's the devil, because that's just too stupid to say. Now the white man's the Illuminati. First of all, only 1% of white people are in the Illuminati. And it's not called the Illuminati no more. The mere fact that you know it means time for a name change. And even if you knew, first of all, niggas is asking me, y'all niggas said Jay-Z is in the Illuminati. Aleem Bey. Look, Aleem Bey, y'all don't even know what it is the fuck y'all scared of. You know what I'm saying? The Illuminati consists of 13 families, and they stay based upon blood. Dr. Aleem Bey has an excellent tape on the 13 families. The Chinese ones are the Lee families with Bruce Lee. The Kennedys, Reynolds from Reynolds Rap, Vanderbilt.
Kennedys.
The Prince Charles in them. And even them, they still fight. All the Kennedys was that because that's inner fighting. So they even got their Illuminati shit together. You get what I'm saying? Rockefellers.
Right.
So, because, I'm glad Melanin and God said the Rockefeller. That's why everybody says Jay-Z is the Illuminati. Because his record label is called Rockefeller. You see the asinine shit that's going on. You give him the same. So the next step became, after niggas said, well, that's not the Illuminati, this is a bloodline thing. Well, it means Jay-Z is dedicated to the Rockefellers. So he is in service under that family. I'm like, you assholes, there's about 45,000 secret societies that you have to go through just to even get a glimpse of the Illuminati, who still answer to a higher society called the Bilderberger Group. It's like, even if you was into this shit, you niggas got it wrong. You know what I'm saying? You niggas got it wrong.
And you wasted so
even
much
was
time.
And
you're wasting so much time trying to do it.
Humor me on this. If they are that, and if Jay-Z is this, you can
now
do
what?
absolutely nothing about it. What
nothing.
You can do is empower yourself with your shit. That's all you can do.
Right.
In fact, who knew? That's all you're supposed to be fucking doing over here.
That's right.
That's all you're supposed to be doing over here. You follow what I'm saying? This is about you. This is about your rise. You get what I'm saying? Now, let me just get this out the way, and then we're going to go on to Whitney Houston, and we'll do questions and answers. Because my voice was already screamed, but you niggas got enough abuse from Don Cornelius. So I hope y'all niggas put on the milk jug pants, pick your shit out, you know what I'm saying? Get your Afro Sheen on. And y'all niggas better stop dancing. Celebrate, man. This is us. Celebrate.
That's right.
If you pata, if you my yacht, then what the fuck are you stressed for? Celebrate. And if you say, well, I'm stressed because this is such a bad world, but shit, then don't listen to me. Go listen to some self-help books. Go listen to Oprah.
Right.
Because she's already telling your ass the secret. She's already talking about
the
laws of attraction. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Go listen to the philosophy of Forrest Gump. See it that way. You'll see a better world. Because obviously you cannot use your ancient symbology to reprogram your mind with. And that's what the fuck it was left for. That's what the – that's right. Beautiful people use Afro Sheen. You know what I'm saying? Gina 8, I want to shout out for that. Beautiful people use Afro Sheen. You know what I'm saying? So you beautiful motherfuckers is acting real ugly. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
How do you raise up? Y'all raised up Madonna. Talking about it. You raising her up. Talk about Kali, motherfucker. Raise Kali up. Raise Lisa Left Eye Lopez up. You'll get more out of it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Raise Aaliyah up. You know what I'm saying? Raise them up. You know what I'm saying? Shit. Raising up Madonna's ass. Her old, irrelevant ass. And shit, she kissed Christina, Britney Spears, to pass the torch to Britney Spears in a ritual, and Britney Spears shit is over. You know what I'm saying? Britney Spears shit is over. So the torch that she passed has blew out. Has blew the fuck out. The torch that she's this old, dried up, crusty nigga. Look, motherfuckers, Madonna used to be at Latin Quarters in New York fucking Grandmaster D from Houdini. And all he did was talk about how he used to fuck her. She's a fucking regular white dick hound. Enough already. She's Baphomet and killed Whitney Houston. Choke yourself for that. Just choke yourself. Know what I'm saying? Choke yourself. Know what I'm saying? Grandmaster D. Know what I'm saying? That's my man and all. But like 10 years after Houdini, he still was walking around with Gucci suits on from the tours. You know what I'm saying? Because I guess royalties ain't been that swift. You know what I'm saying? And he was known. Yeah, I used to fuck the shit out of Madonna when she was singing Holiday and all that good shit. You get what I'm saying? This is a regular dick hound who got into Kabbalah. She was with Guy Ritchie, and he even said, another white boy, who is another nigga who bites off of Quentin Tarantino, said, oh, she's old and beat up and dried out. This was his lady. So if he's saying this shit, come on, y'all. Come on. And slow, she was moving her leg all slow. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? She was lifting her leg, couldn't even lift that shit up. You know how she looked like? Remember that nigga from Kung Fu? Remember that TV show Kung Fu, the nigga who choked himself having choked sex? Like, who played in Kill Bill? Yeah. Like, when he was young, that nigga was bad in Kung Fu. He was Grasshopper. Then they did The Return of Kung Fu, and that nigga was old. That nigga's kicks were so fucking slow. He was trying to kick niggas. Niggas was sitting there waiting for the kick. I'm like, nigga, that's not even real Kung Fu. No, you too old to be lifting your leg. Know what I'm saying? So now I'm looking at Madonna. She's doing the same shit. Holiday. And her leg going over some nigga's head real slow. Know what I'm saying? I'm like, she needed to bring the faggots out for Vogan. You know what I'm saying? I'd have been more entertained with that. Would have been more Baphomet shit if she brought some faggots out and they did the Vogue. I'd be like, ooh, Baphomet. You know what I'm saying? More than her old dried up ass. You know what I'm saying? So we need to stop that. We need to stop that for real. That's not. I used to say that, but it's coming from Don too. So we just need to get it together. So let me get this out the way before so I can keep going while my throat is working. March 18th, I'm doing a live lecture in Atlanta. Y'all niggas need to bring your asses there. All y'all niggas who email me talking about, oh, I want to come, Patty, now it's ticket buying time. So stop that bullshit. I'm going to send y'all all a nasty letter because I saved those emails. So March 18th, down in Atlanta, for more information, email atlantalectures@hotmail.com. Then I'll give you the flyer, the information on how you purchase advanced tickets, vendor information, and you'll find out the location. Very nice location. Loft area, big off the hook, plenty of room, mad asses, mad heads will be in the house. So this is something you don't want to miss. We're going to keep this thing going as long as it runs off his own energy. So if you niggas fail, and mostly this is done for the remix. Mostly this is done for remix folks. So as long as you niggas put the battery in it, the more I can keep it going and start to get people who y'all would want to see more of and so on and so forth and blah, blah, blah. So this is the first one, so I need y'all to show so this can happen. Email atlantalectures@hotmail.com, and our first honored guest will be Dr. Aleem Bey, who will be dropping a lecture on the holy orgasm. So you want to come see this. You really do. And, of course, as always, you can get herb packs, CDs of chants, spiritual baths, house cleaning products, belladonna, Hanneman oil, ODB oil, the dream pack, which is just like the herb pack with an extra ingredient to help you with the dreams, Ganesha crystals, Stargate dust, all the stuff that we've talked to and raised up as magical products through years of talking on Ms. Blue and channels came through. You can get it all from me. And all you have to do is email panicpack at hotmail.com. PanicPack at Hotmail. And I'll be more than happy to send you a price list and we can get it on and so on and so forth. Again, let me say, if time is an issue, you may want to email me to see the time on your package delivery, because there are people who have emailed before you. Now I'm sending out, I found a better post office and I'm sending out bigger WAPs, so they're going out faster. But at the same time, it's still a process. I'm still writing a book, still trying to put together a lecture, and I'm still doing live shows. So we got to factor all of that shit in, not to mention I'm still trying to live and watch TV too. So we got to remember, this is not eBay. I respect all who have sent their money, no matter what amount. I respect all, and everyone gets a package. There's people who've got delivery confirmations where my job is up, but they say, well, I don't know, it's lost. I just send them it for free. We're not talking about greedy and hard-nosed, but you got to understand, I'm in the process. Nobody gets jerked. And I need the people who complain the most complain about the herb pack. They order one herb pack. You got to understand, people who have been following my work, people order big orders as well. $500 in one sitting was the most. But there's people who order $100 worth of stuff, $200, $300. So, I say, if you order just an herb pack, you get the same amount of respect as someone who orders much. But I think you need to understand, if people are spending that amount of money and they're able to wait, you should be able to wait too, because herb packs is what I do. So if you order an herb pack, you can guarantee you're going to get one. That's the core of what we're doing here, selling herb packs. If you don't know about the people, stop asking me what's in an herb pack. If I tell you what's in an herb pack, why would I sell an herb pack? You know what I'm saying? What's in an herb pack is all natural, no drugs, everything you can eat, and everything you could sprinkle on your food. What makes it special for me is because the combination of herbs for the pineal is something I channel. It's my copyright, and that's why I sell it. So I'm not giving you my copyright of channeled information. Spiritually, I was told to sell this. And what it has done is it allowed me to keep giving you information. And it allowed me to keep doing my book. It allows me to do things to also give back. I feel good about every penny people spend with me because I feel that I've earned it by giving something back, giving all of this information back. Remember, tonight, right now, you're listening to is absolutely free. And this is way more valuable than any herb pack can ever be. So we got to understand, there's a system going on here. This system is not called eBay or Amazon. Before you spend a penny, you ask me everything you need to know. I insist you ask me everything you need to know. I don't want to hear no surprises later, but I thought I would get it for my birthday. Motherfucker, I don't know your birthday. And there's a whole bunch of motherfuckers who paid ahead of you. So we're not going to think. Before you spend the dime, I urge that you first ask, well, what's going on in terms of time? Everything else that you can possibly ask about an herb pack, I have documented in my shows. So if you ask, what does our herb pack really do? My answer to you is, you're not getting one now. What you're getting is a bunch of links to past shows I've done so you can see that. And you can also get links to past shows that I've done for absolutely free by emailing panicpack@hotmail.com too. I do like to hear the stories after the herb pack. I don't really like to hear the stories just because they fucking stories. If you can make it short, then good. But you got to remember, especially after I do a show. See, after I do a show, by week's end, there's going to be 100 people asking, let me see your price list. Not necessarily for herb packs. I don't want y'all to think this shit is turning into Rockefeller Illuminati, you know what I'm saying? It's people just inquiring. So just me replying and trying to, and see, even more, they'll ask and they'll say, well, let me get Blue's email. So I can't even copy and paste. I got to type. So in other words, it takes a lot to stop and read a page of something.
Right.
So be considerate and say, look, you know, sum it up. And I usually read if somebody says, look, because I'm interested in that. I'm just not interested in the human plight. So, that to say, email panicpack@hotmail.com. get a list, get another herb pack, get a dream pack, keep it going. I want to give a shout out to my man, Omar McClut. This nigga buy herb packs like he's buying loaves of bread. You know what I'm saying? He's like, shit, my last herb pack I lost. I need mine. I need my goddamn herb pack. I'm like, I'll just send you another one, cousin. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to me. This people. This, so I have plenty of, let me say this, return customers. Because you really could judge by return customers. I have just as many return customers as I have new customers, meaning the shit works. It is medicine for your pineal. One of the herbs that I use, for that herb, it recommends not if you're pregnant or lactating. So, no. Get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Not if you're pregnant, not if you're pregnant or lactating. Nothing in it will make you fail a piss test at your job. There are no drugs. You will not hallucinate. You will get the energy, and it works along with whatever the fuck it is you're doing. If you're doing nothing and thinking it's going to do something for you, you lazy bastard, it won't work. You need to be doing whatever it is you're doing. Again, the herb pack works excellent when you get a reading from Miss Blue, because she gives you a whole heap of work to do, and the herb pack will just be like taking a Xanax while you get busy. So email me for that, and remember, now, tickets are on sale now. Dr. Aleem Bey, March 18th in downtown Atlanta. You can't beat it. Easy to get to on the GPS or Google Maps. Come one, come all. It's going to be a jamboree. And we're going to be in the, I'm going to be in the house. We're going to finally get to meet face-to-face a lot of remixes and a lot of disgruntled remixes. Y'all could pay $30 to get in to be disgruntled with me. I'm more than accept. And I'm looking forward to it. There's a lot of people who are coming who I'm definitely looking forward. You know, a few people have bought their tickets. It's looking good. So keep it on. We're here, Atlanta Lectures at hotmail.com. And we're going to move on to the little bit of channels that have been coming through with Whitney Houston. And if there's anything you want to say, Blue?
Yes. I just want to kind of put that out there again to just let everybody know this is the time. We're already in the middle of the month for February, February 17th. The lecture's going on in March. So definitely this is a great time for those of you who are going to get out there, get your tickets and go down there as well. Join the lecture in Atlanta. You'll get to see Brother Panic and the rest of the remix folks. So you guys definitely reach out. You know how to get in touch with me. Question Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4, blue, at gmail.com for all of those things. The Know Your Magic audio workbook that we talked about. I do want to play a song. We said we were going to do this during the break here. So this is a great opportunity as Brother Panic gets ready to get into his channel from Whitney. Go ahead. Yes.
I meant to add this because people are asking in the room. Web camera options. If someone knows of a place that comes in and does it, I'm going to be doing too much to sit there to monitor a webcam. Right. And even if I did, I wouldn't want it to be a live thing, because the people in the UK are not going to be up 2 in the morning watching some live lecture. So the idea, I guess, and please, I need somebody to do it. I'm just doing too much with this shit. If somebody knows some place where we can store it, like on a website, and then people can pay to see it, email me. But I want somebody who really knows, not just sending me links that I could have Googled myself.
Right.
The idea is somebody who knows and involved and wants to be involved in this with me. And, of course, you know, we'll figure out something to compensate you if you know, but you got to oversee the thing. The idea here is one less thing for me to do. Now, what I'm looking at so far is YouTube has an option where you can put something up and then you can have people, you can add usernames to who is allowed to see this. And I'm thinking maybe that, but I really don't want to go that deep. I almost want to put it up for free. You follow what I'm saying? I got to see what Aleem is going to do as well, because this is half his thing. So if anybody knows, that's what we're going to do for the that's where it's at. By April, the next one, which we're talking about Brother Wayne Chandler coming through, I'll figure out something. If I have to do it, I'll figure out something. But worst case scenario – y'all will, Yeah, Hakeem Bey has 1,000 screams. I've seen that, and if somebody knows his thing, get him. Just send him his email to me, and I'll email him. You know what I'm saying? Now,
right.
So yeah, because I've seen that around, and it seems like conscious people are using it. I seen that. I was thinking about that. But I just got to see what it is. But somebody who's been doing that on their own, because I just got too many things to do. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Somebody said, "Where's the one in April going to be at the same place it is now?" You can email me to find out all that information. The flyer is actually up right now in the chat room. Holy Orgasm is coming up on Blue's thing. It's constantly changing. So all the information is there. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
All the information is there. So that's where that is. And we'll move on. And like I said, anything else you need to email for more information. But tickets are on sale now. Get in now. Get in while you fit in. The flyers I got coming this week. The flyers I got coming in next week, and we know all the conscious do-rag and dashiki places in America, or in Atlanta, rather. So once that goes out, that's the population.
Right.
Y'all blue first pick. So the place is much bigger, so I don't think we'll be turning anybody around, but you just want to get in where you fit in. That list is growing, but you need to get in where you fit in. I know people don't want to book something so advanced. You know what I mean?
Right.
They don't know what they'll be doing in March, but be closer now. So get it on. Get it on. Let's go. Get a herb pack.
Get it on. And I'm definitely going to try to have some of those. Go ahead. Go ahead.
No. You just going to say?
I was going to say a lot of people have been asking about the Oracle deck. I'm definitely going to have them available and also definitely try to get them down there and have them on hand for the lecture. So they'll definitely be there too. Panic will have some for you guys.
Right,
so
I'll
those who want to actually get the Oracle cards, they'll be ready and out there as well. So, yes.
You heard it. You better come for them Oracle cards. I'm going to have a shitload of herb packs. They'll be a little bit cheaper than mailing. So come see me. We there. It's in the building. It's going to be fun. The next one in April, that's when we're going to do 2 days. The first day will be the party, and the second day will be the lecture. Now, I'm looking for a DJ. The DJ is going to have to play some old shit, none of that wickety-wackety bullshit that you crazy kids are playing today. But James Brown came to me and was like, "What you need to do is a James Brown party to raise me up." You know what I'm saying? Just nothing but James Brown.
Right.
Well, you know, you could do a whole long set of James Brown, the hot shit. But see, I got to see if conscious people are into that, which I think they will. Or if not, this shit, we could do Phyllis Hyman. You know, do a whole Phyllis Hyman. Then we get it. Me, I'm into disco R&B. Disco R&B rap. You following what I'm saying? But we trying to raise up some spirits. So we want the ones that's dead. Then we do the sessions of motherfuckers who was alive. You know what I'm saying? Like, I could live without Mary J. Blige. You know what I'm saying? That type of shit. You know what I'm saying? So the thing is, somebody just said, "Panic, we need you in Philly." I need your ass in Atlanta for this lecture on March 18th, Underground Live Show. So I need you in Atlanta, too. You know what I'm saying? So So y'all got to give me feedback on what it is y'all want. But we want to do these 2 days. Okay, and let's move on at 11:44 so we can get to some questions and answers and deal with some of the things that came with me is one pissed off nigga right now. Whitney is real angst right now. We'll get into that shit.
Yes, we're going to get into that right after this. We're going to play this song. This is one of the songs for those of you who heard the show, the dedication, the Feng Shui Show Part 2, which was about letting go. And when I told you guys, even on the show, Whitney Houston told me, "Oh, it's been a hell of a night, but it ain't got nothing to do with me. This is about everything of letting go."
Right.
So we're going to play this song. I want you guys to get yourselves ready. Brother Panic's going to come back with this channel that he got from Whitney Houston as we continue here live in the remix with Brother Panic doing what he always do. And it's time for you to really just get your ass on the soul train. And so everyone stand up. I know y'all love it when I cuss. So just stand up. Stand up. All right, here we go. So everyone stand up get yourselves ready. We're going to get ready to get into the share. We're going to dance a little bit, raise the energy up, and begin to get into this music here with Whitney Houston. So here we go.
Life and time, I've sung a lot of songs and made some bad rhymes. I've acted out my life on stages with 10,000 people watching. Well, but we're alone now, and I'm singing a song to you. I know your image of me is what I hope to be. I've treated you unkindly, but darling, can't you see? There's no one more important to me. Baby, can't you see through me? We're alone now, and I'm singing a song.
Live in the remix, that was Whitney Houston, and this song is for you. And we're going to come back with Brother Panic. And that was sort of the message I left you guys with when I told you that Whitney Houston said, oh, it's been a hell of a night, it's been a hell of a time, but it ain't got nothing to do with me. And so we're going to continue with Brother Panic as he continues to help us to get on the soul train right here, live in the remix.
That's interesting that she would say that to you, because if any most young youngsters or even younger got into her. Me, I would look at being in the music at that time. I would look at it from a more professional point, more than a fan. So as a fan,
right.
You know, you say, "Whitney, oh, she's the diva. She's eloquent."
Right.
But if anybody's really paying attention,
yes.
She was hood. She was hood as hell.
Yes.
So
yes.
While y'all niggas is sitting around, "Oh, Whitney's just a Von Butterfly," she would be saying, "That ain't got nothing to do with me." Starting with marrying
right.
Bobby the fuck Brown. You know what I'm saying? When she said that, niggas was,
right.
I don't know if y'all was old enough to remember. Niggas was like,
right.
Well, how the fuck did that happen? She...
Right.
And I'm going to tell you what she said. It really has nothing to do with her. Now,
right.
She was real hood. Her first shit
yes.
that stepped out of the character that was created by Clive Davis was when that
yes.
chick from Damon Wayans and them niggas' sister did that shit on Living Color.
Oh, yeah.
Her? Whitney Kent, I don't know who the fuck y'all niggas talking about. I'm from a Southern Baptist church up and down, Mickawee, Alabama. I know how to dance because it was a joke that she didn't know how to dance. I'm like, this
right.
is pretty odd for a diva. You know what I'm saying? This is pretty gangster for a diva. You know what I mean?
Right,
but,
right.
But then, so you could kind of always tell if you were watching that she, all them Star Spangled Banners and all that kind of shit didn't
right.
add up. But now, what they were trying to do was create a new wave of black lady singers. I guess you could even say
right.
that. And so Mariah came, and they were trying to bring up, like, Taylor Dane, other white singers to this particular
oh, yeah.
level. And but, of course, they needed the voices. They were actually trying to do it with Phyllis Hyman. But
mm-hmm.
the voices
mm-hmm.
were so disco and soul, a lot of that wasn't making
right.
or at least on the level
right.
that was of popularity, but they were trying to basically create a whole different market with black folks in it, with that black Clive Davis. That's why you hear, that's why you even know, there's so many Clive Davises, but you don't know that name. You know Clive Davis'
right.
name because they looked at
okay.
him as that innovator. And even though he's
yeah.
no, you know, there's very few names that you know as producers, record company owners, you know what I'm saying? What's the white boy?
Mm-hmm.
He made the Wall of Sound. He was another one. You seen him in the Tina Turner movie when he made her sing that opera song.
Yes, I can't think of his name, but yes.
I can't remember his name. Real big guy. At the time. And actually, they busted him for child molesting later. Long story short, then you'll hear like Chaka Khan now talking about, well, Clive Davis is the devil. Everybody in the music business has always been fucked up. I've never walked with
exactly.
that. It was just such a pleasure of me working
right.
all this time and only getting this amount of money from you. That was such a pleasure. You know what I'm saying? Never
right.
happened. Never seen nobody. Wow, you know, it's just so different to work with you. You know, never. Now, so that's just, all of that is just fluff. But what it was when I talked to Phyllis Hyman, she had the same issue as Whitney Houston. Her power
right.
was being reserved, you know what I'm saying,
yeah.
into what we call mm-hmm. this diva or this excellent voice. You know what I'm saying? She went, so
right.
it came out another way. It came out another way. Cocaine use with Bobby Brown. You know what
yeah.
I'm saying?
Yeah.
And cocaine
yeah.
use with Bobby Brown. That's how that was funny.
Right.
So now, as soon as I contacted her, she was absolutely livid. Just mad
mm-hmm.
nigga. She thought she was coming back. You know what I'm saying? She thought
yeah.
there was going to be a tour
yeah.
and all of that kind of shit. So I asked her, well, mm-hmm. what's wrong? How did you die? What's wrong? Now, they never really know because it's such a traumatic experience for some. See, for us, it shouldn't be traumatic because we're supposed to be conscious.
Right.
But for the regular human or even the god or goddess, deep in humanity to do what they need to do. See, some
yeah.
of the, you know, some people are just extraordinary. But if you talk to them
that's
as
right.
a human, you'd be like, get the fuck out of here. You know what I'm saying? As a conscious person,
right.
you know what I'm saying? You're like, oh, God. But what they do is undeniable. You know what I'm saying? Like, what James Brown does, undeniable. But I would not trust
right.
him to take my rent money down to the office. You know what I'm saying?
James, right, right, right.
Take my rent money down to the office. I wouldn't trust that shit. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Nah, but you cannot deny he's a god. So In other words, some motherfuckers go in deep into their shit than others.
Right.
Now, this is interesting. Gina just said Dorothy Dandruff had the same spirit as Whitney Houston. They both died in the tub. But I'm going to tell you about the goddess, which is more important, that Whitney Houston told me she was. And she's Mayan in origin. And mm-hmm. Dorothy Dandruff came through as a Mayan goddess before. So that mm-hmm. is interesting. Now, mm-hmm. anyway, so it came out with Bobby Brown. You know what I'm saying? The niggery
right.
shit. You know
right.
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You want to talk about a motherfucking who changed their reality, you need to talk about Whitney Houston. Because that motherfucker said
yes.
Bobby Brown is the greatest R&B singer to ever live. And
that's
that
right.
is true. That motherfucker changed the reality. So she was
yeah.
really mad. I had to tell her to calm the fuck down. You are mm-hmm. now in your true diva state. You are now this, that, the other. Wasn't hearing none of that bullshit. They ain't ready. Lying when they just died,
no.
they ain't ready. Now, this is what does happen a lot of the time. Another spirit will come and kind of guide them through. If you've seen the movie What Dreams May Come, you see Cuba Gooding Jr. guide
through
the death process, understanding the world you're in, understanding that you have died. Now, that happens
right.
a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Sean King Cook, who I've master channeler in such a short time of dealing with conscious information, became such a master channeler and a chakra doll maker. Y'all need to see him at Spirit Gateways. I think it's Gmail, I think he's at. Either way, he makes these spirit and chakra things, and he channels. And he can make a hell of a plate of ribs. He said that he got in contact with Nina Simone, who started speaking for Whitney Houston. I said, oh, very good. He said, she died on 2/11. What you need to give this bitch is some cup of 2/11 Steel Reserve. So y'all need to go to the store, get some Steel Reserve, and pour that for Whitney Houston. Be like, but wait. Whitney's a diva. Should we pour out champagne? No, Whitney mm-hmm. used to suck Bobby's dick. Whitney used to suck Bobby's dick. Y'all better get some malt liquor. You know what I'm saying? Get it together. So, and Nina Simone has been talking to him about Whitney, but they're still in the process of getting this trauma out of her. Remember, she's still 48 and still had a lot of appearances she could have made. You get what I'm saying? She could have, you know, so in her mind, this thing is still going on. In her mind, her family finally got her to leave Bobby. But when I contacted her, she told me about who she was. For them, it's like when you, how you remember how you were a baby, you remember flashes.
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
Right.
So,
yes.
At this point, she's remembering flashes of who she was.
Flashes of herself, yeah.
All right. This is who she is. Her and Bobby are one entity. Her and Bobby
mm-hmm.
are one entity.
Yes.
That entity is called Maximan. It's spelled Maximon. Pronounced Maximan. Y'all need to get with Maximan right now, and I'll give you some history on that. Maximan is two entities that came together. Two entities that came together, starting with Mom, M-A-A-M, which is Mayan, as I pointed out. And what they tried to do was change one of the saints into Mom. This was Saint Simon, or they call him San Simone
mm-hmm.
as well. San Simone
mm-hmm.
is Apollo deity, because while they tried to make this saint or change the energy of Ma'am to San
mm-hmm.
Simone, it only, for lack of a better way to explain it, made San Simone more notorious and worshipped mm-hmm. as one of the Apollo deities. He's the nigga that could get your ass out of jail. He's the nigga that, when people say they need to get out of jail, I'll send them San Simone. He's in that Apollo book that I sell. And he'll get you out quick, fast, in a hurry. But you can also find him, because he has a saint name, in if you go mm-hmm. to the store and they have the candles at the supermarket, he's a yellow candle. You can find
right.
San Simone there. And let me tell you, Christian missionaries who came to Guatemala to convert the local people encountered the primordial Mayan deity, Ma'am, M-A-A-M, attempts to synchronize him to the saint. These are two male deities. And even though Whitney's down here as a woman, if y'all check that potty mouth, y'all get the point. Instead of synchronizing him into Saint Simone, it backfired. The Mayan god fading discreetly into the new identity of the saint became Mashiman. Mashiman. So this saint energy, which I told you has risen now, along with this Mayan energy, is in this deal, is Whitney Houston and Bobby. You've seen the fucking dysfunction in your face the whole time. So now the question of why is Whitney Houston, the greatest love of all, dealing with this goddamn mama told me one day it was going to happen, but she never told me when, nigga. Because they are bound together. Whitney makes the transition, and what happens to Bobby Brown's father? Makes the transition. Nothing to do with the Illuminati, folks, because their bloodline is connected. Connected
his
under
father
this one
died last
ADD.
Year.
Huh?
Yeah, his father died last year.
Oh, was it? Because they've been pointing that his father just died or whatever and
no,
all the rest of that.
No, he died last year, but it was around the same time, but he did die last year.
It's all good. Their whole family lineage is connected.
Mm-hmm.
Sissy Houston and all of them was all vocal about Bobby. We're trying to get away from Bobby. We're trying to do this, that, the other.
Right, right.
But their connection is a lineage that comes together under Mashiman. Now,
right.
Let me read more. The Mayans, screaming, I did. Mashiman has become known, took on a whole new life and a whole new personality of his own. Defiant, rambunctious, antisocial. Bobby and Whitney together are all three of those things when they came together. Bobby Brown was New Edition and a self-entity and left the fuck alone. You know, Ghostbusters, when she came, she was the diva. You thought she would be there forever. You know what I'm saying? She doesn't make farts or anything. When they came together, this shit became an evil combination. The church
right.
had attempted to synchronize him with the Judas, Israel, and then to get rid of San Simone, because now that this Mayan deity has dominated, they try to demonize San Simone as Satan, Judas, and all the rest of that. That's how he became Apollo. But it was too late. All they did was enhance Mashiman's outlaw image to make his devotees love and admire him even more. The name Mashiman is often interpreted as deriving from Ma'am and Simon. So Mashiman is Ma'am and Simon together. Another suggests is from Ma'am and Simon. The Mayan word refers to the act of tying up, essentially creating a bundle. I can't remember. I don't know if I wrote it down, that the act, she told me something about what the act of tying up was. Oh, yes. They said her energy was tied up as that diva, as that Whitney Houston diva. So it was actually freeing herself to get with Bobby for closer to who she really was and trying to balance the two. Why she basically died, because they were trying to move her back into that Whitney Houston diva thing. You get what I'm saying? If that was actually
right.
death, that's actually an illusion. That's not who she really is. So she needs to be, while everybody was shaking her head as Bobby dragged her ass down in the ground, that was actually her freeing herself. How do you know this is true? Because Mariah Carey also went fucking crazy being this diva. She was in the tub doing
this illusion is actually
if you want to call Clive Davis the devil, what he's created is is actually the true evil, this illusion. And then had her singing national anthems and, you know, national Save the Black Children songs when she wanted to be a little bit more funkier or a little bit more realer or whatever.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You can tell by
right,
that goddamn
right,
dysfunctional
right.
You can tell by that dysfunctional ass kid what it really is. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Although the wardrobe has been updated, modernized, Mashiman is an ancient primordial spirit. Ancient primordial spirit. He has survived numerous attempts to suppress. Look, he has survived numerous attempts to suppress his veneration and is now more popular than ever. So this actual spirit they were always trying to suppress. You get what I'm saying? And mind you, I've never heard of this spirit until she told me what it was. This is not something I knew and said, oh, that's her. I wouldn't even,
right,
if that
right.
was the case, this is the old man. It's called the old man, the uncle. This is a masculine spirit. You know what I'm saying? So if I just wanted to make a connection, I would say, well, that goddess is this, that, the other. This is a masculine spirit here. But everything has a androgynous reality.
Right.
Her and Bobby is that spirit. Actually, it's that family bloodline. If you really want to get into it, you get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's that family bloodline.
Right.
So a lot, even with this spirit on the planet, has been suppressed. Listen to this. Mashiman is known to heal addictions. Heal addictions. Like, that's their shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right, exactly.
He may be invoked on behalf of someone else who cannot or will not ask for help for themselves. Meaning, if you have somebody in your family that got an issue, you can invoke Mashiman, which is basically Whitney Houston. Not necessarily, you don't have to tell that person and blah blah blah. It's also a crossroads spirit. It meditates. It mediates between the living and dead. It mediates between the living and dead. Now, that's her life. You can look at most people's idea of living as her as a diva, and most people's idea of dead is her on drugs with Bobby Brown. Now, after they got divorced,
right.
Niggas said, y'all think I turned Whitney Houston's ass out? Y'all niggas got another thing coming. She was on her game
right.
when me and her got involved. So most people, you know, it's the black man, you know what I'm saying? You know, he's the black man, and the black man dragged this pretty diva down the road. He was like, y'all niggas got another thing coming. That bitch know what it is. You know what I'm saying? places image in shops to stimulate better business for luck, money, protection. Mashiman foils and punish shoplifters and thieves. If someone abuses you, whispers your needs directly in the ear of Mashiman's image, place the person's photo under Mashiman's left foot, write a note and place it there. Coil a rope around this image, even the neck, to show them that you need help capturing someone's heart or hobbling competing suitors, meaning somebody's trying to get at your lady, you can tie them down. So you could use Whitney to shut some shit down. You understand that? You can use her energy to shut something down. So for instance, you got something else that's going on. They tell you to get a statue. If you could get a statue of Mashiman, get one, get pictures of Whitney. Whitney and Bobby together, we know what that is. That's the energy
right.
together. So get them double pictures of Whitney and them together and do that. That will be what you need to contact Mashiman. Not just her and Bobby. At the end of the day, you can say Whitney, diva, but her best work was with Bobby Brown. You know, goddamn it, you wouldn't watch The Life of Whitney, but you watch The Life of Bobby with Whitney. You know that. You know what I'm saying? And we did. So you what they're telling you is what the energy works for. So anybody with addictions, but that's any addiction, not just drugs.
Yeah.
You know, motherfuckers could be addicted to just being human. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Addicted to Jesus Christ.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? So you got to look at it in a bigger picture. Wrap a rope around the image to keep your spouse from wandering off with another. Mashiman often accumulates an expensive wardrobe. He's a spirit whose clothes must be kept clean. The rinse water when used, hand washing his clothes may preserve holy water, blah, 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 blah. Allegedly a manifestation. Mashiman may indicate his presence via the smell of cigar smoke, even when no cigars are present. He also visits in dreams. So after a while, You're going to be able to see Whitney. Whitney's going to be one to get in the dreams. You get what I'm saying? Now, I wasn't a big Whitney Houston fan. I was a rap dude during this time. But I'm sure she has enough words that you niggas can use for whatever purpose. Those words are the words of these energy. That's what they left now. And even Bobby the Fuck Brown. You got to get into that shit. This nigga Sean was in channel when he was talking to Whitney the night of the Steel Reserve night. Steel Reserve's number is 211. That's when she died. He drinking that shit, talking to fucking Nina Simone, fucking listening to Bobby. We on video, this nigga listening to Bobby Brown fucking Ain't No Humping Around video going, that shit is the bomb. Like, this is like, you know what I'm saying? This is the new hot shit. And I'm like, shit, he's feeling that shit. But he included Bobby, and I seen this app, because Whitney, the channel later, Whitney's like, no, me and Bobby are one entity, basically. You get what I'm saying? Twins that were joined together a long time ago with this ancient Mayan shit and this San Simone that was a saint that was deified, was a new addition that later became some asshole on crack. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
The whole mythology is there. The whole mythology is there. Now, iconography, the oldest image is consists of Mark's mysterious rap bundles. We can leave that alone. A vortex image, black suit, Stetson hat. It's a well-dressed. Let me, colors to communicate with Moxiemon. Those who have experienced candle burners may choose to retain their own candle color association. But the following color chart is commonly used to communicate desires and petitions to Moxiemon. Burn the color candle that closest represents your need. Black, protection from envy, jealous enemies, and deliberately cast the evil eye. Blue, for good luck and employment. Brown, protection from resentment and accidental cast of the evil eye. Green, business, prosperity, cash. Light blue, cash, travel, education, and happiness. Pink, hope, health. Red, love, fertility. White, protection of children. Yellow, protection of adults. Time. Guatemalan festivals coincide with the Holy Week, accumulating on Good Friday. Sacred site, Moxiemon is subject to home shrines, but major public shrines, and there's one Lake Atitlan in Guatemala, which nobody's going there, so that means do it at home. Offerings, hats, silk scarves, flowers, like carnations, fruits, tobacco products, especially cigars, copal incense. Well, I have some copal. I'm going to burn some of that tonight. Coca-Cola, tequila, aguardiente. I don't know what that is. It's probably some sort of drink. Aguardiente. Elaborate offering. What you really need, a big favor or fulfillment of a vow, is 40 candles plus copal incense. This due to copal. Now, what that means, what you just heard, is the spiritual energy that surrounding Whitney Houston right now. That's the spiritual energy that's surrounding right now. If you people do these offerings, do this for her now, once they get, this is the hot time, because once they wipe off the process of death and letting go of this place, then they're in a position to do that favor back. And that's what you want in your life. You want to create a, see, if you look at it from an energy way, just look up, you know how you had them cars and you roll them backwards and let them go and they roll by themselves?
Mm-hmm.
What you did was built up energy. And you built up energy when that car is at its fullest potential of energy, it releases itself. So Whitney just making a transition, even Don, just making a transition, they are not in their full energy yet. What they are doing is having glimpses of who they are. Just because I can channel and been channeling, I know how to get them now. You get what I'm saying? Right now, they're in the stage where everybody's just playing their fucking music and telling how great Soul Train was and playing Soul Train reruns. All that is energetic because that's their work, but that's their earth work. So the first thing you should try to do is find their energy. You know Don's a Baron, and I shouldn't have to go into anything about Baron Somdi. So if Don's a Baron, do some Baron Somdi shit. What you're doing is sending the energy, or just like how you pull that, oh, wind up something, you're winding it up. And once it's at its full potential, okay, I'm dead, and this shit is wonderful. See, the what you don't want is Nina Simone to say, Whitney is just too fucking distraught. I can't get to her. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
When she's saying that, that means she's stuck in the astral world. You also see that in the movie, What Dreams May Come, with Robin Williams. His wife got stuck, and that's really what hell is. And hell is still connected to this place, so the astral world is connected to this illusionary place. She's so frantic, no one could get to her, or died so suddenly or violently, you get what I'm saying, that they get stuck. Now, this didn't happen. I asked her what happened. She started reaching for her throat. So I don't think she's aware of how, if she was in the tub or whatever, but she started reaching as if she was trying to point to her throat. So whatever it is, something happened with her throat. She was choked, suffocated, or drowned, something in that area. Me, I don't really get into all of that. I don't really care. I want to know what it is spirit you are. So, and she told me. And that, see, because I know if I set this spirit up right, that's like winding her up. If you're the one who helped wind her up to go, that spirit, that energy bounces back towards you. That's what you want.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're doing here. What we're doing is there is things that are physical and we can name and experience with our five senses. And then there are things that you cannot experience with your five senses. You need to experience with your third eye, and your five senses will get glimpses of it. So your power, that represents the all-seeing eye, meaning you see all, not just what is presented to you in the matrix. What you see now in the matrix is only seven bands of light frequency, red to violet. You're missing 353 degrees of light of all-seeing eye. That light is represented as spirits. So if anybody was meticulous about spiritual destination, was the Kamites. Every single thing from down to a blade of grass had a spiritual name, meaning if anything you would need from anything, there was a name for it, a spiritual destination for it, meaning this was the method on how to contact every single thing that you cannot see, those other 350 degrees of light frequencies and all combinations. You get what I'm saying? So this represents you being a holistic nigger. You get what I'm saying? A holistic person. When this represents you being a holistic motherfucker, you want to be. Holistic ain't got nothing to do with the type of corn that you eat. That's just a part of it. It has everything to do with you using your whole eye, your third eye, your whole power system. You get what I'm saying? And that whole power system, now more of it lies in the realm of the invisible than visible. To say I deal with the material in front of me, you're only telling me you're a little bitty nigga. A little bitty nigga. White scientists would tell you, the white scientists would tell you about this vast universe that you think is the biggest thing in all existence. You're only seeing 10% of that. 10% of that.
Yeah.
Another the balance is dark matter and dark energy, so, which means what you're visualizing is not even a fragment of what it is you are. What it is you think you are is not even a fragment of what you are. To be conscious is to be at least aware of that, and to be proactive in your consciousness is to be doing things to do that. Now, these things are easy to do. Well, meditation, chakra work, feng shui, get a reading, herb packs, read a book. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Masturbate. Turn yourself into fucking Yu-Gi-Oh! Like that kid did. Dragon Ball Z or whatever. It read psychomancy. You get what I'm saying? I mean, the idea is you're trying to become proactive and competent in a world that's just beyond the five senses. You're not a god if your kingdom deals in five senses, because the white man has five senses. So if the best you got is five senses, then you have the same five senses as a gorilla.
Right.
You're no more God than a gorilla. You know what I'm saying? So the idea is to go beyond these five senses. You get what I'm saying? The method is there. We call it spirits. We call it spirits. The name, everything I just read to you is you're trying to connect a human to their spiritual side. The same way you can connect a cat to Bass. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
A hawk
right.
to Horace. Why do you see Horace in a
mm-hmm.
hawk? It's just a bird. You can say it's just a bird. Or you can say Whitney Houston
That's
is
it.
Just a singer. Whitney Houston is just a singer. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Just like fucking, just like, what's that nigga? Achy Breaky. You can say he's just a singer. Yeah, but he is. No, Whitney Houston changed lives.
Right.
And if that guy yes, changed the lives, they need to find the spiritual thing for him of whose lives he changed. So the idea here is if you're going to say I'm doing anything that helps, I have the ability to find out who these spirits are.
Right.
You have the ability too if you so choose to do so. But since
right.
everyone so chooses to believe in the Illuminati, I guess no one's going to do that. Get what I'm saying? So the idea, but then even if you do that, you still email me and ask me to
yeah.
approve it for you. You get what I'm saying? You still email and say,
right.
well, I think she's such and such. Do you think that's right, Panic? I think what you think. I think if you think that's right, who's going to say it's wrong? If you perceive it that way,
that's
it becomes
right.
your reality. And you're trying to make this your
yeah.
reality. My reality, see, this is where black people are fucking up. They're trying to create one reality for themselves. That
right.
will never happen. You cannot even sit with your own brother in the same room and agree on a football game. You can't agree
right.
if her ass is fat enough or her tits are low enough. You can't do that. That's a fruitless, egotistic plight. All black people must feel this way. All black people must say Hotep. All black people must feel he's great. Almost, that is ridiculous. When I told you
right.
earlier, Bobby Hemmett is a mess. Whatever it is, you spill some oil. You were supposed to spill that. The gods need that. I didn't spill the oil because you need to retain that. That's a man who
right.
figured this shit out. You create your own reality. Who gives a fuck what you? You're never going to agree with me anyway. You're never going to agree with me
right.
anyway. So it is, I don't even try to convince people that, look, the spiritual way is the only way. I don't care. I'm talking to the people who feel this in their heart anyway. I'm not trying to go and debate with anybody. You can have your debate. I don't care what happened in history. I care what's going on now. You know what I'm saying? I'm
yeah.
trying to deal with real time, in time, spiritual events. I don't give a fuck. What Baba Lao did what and flew through what. Do it now. Do it now. What are you doing now? Give him saying, worrying about the next motherfucker? See, when I hear that, I hear motherfuckers trying to pass it off because they won't step up to the plate. Give him saying, so the
yeah.
Baba Lao used to do this. This used to do what? Then show me something now. Turn yourself into fucking
right.
Yu-Gi-Oh. You got a fucking 15-year-old kid on YouTube turning himself into Yu-Gi-Oh. I respect that shit
sure
more
did.
Than half these niggas
right.
running around here for 6 hours talking about some shit that they can never obtain or trying to prove
right.
maybe some shit that they obtain, but you ain't worthy enough to obtain it. So you need to listen to me.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm trying to graduate your ass. You get what I'm saying? I should be seeing a whole new motherfucker. Yeah. And if anybody I seen that I knew from a long time ago, you should only be listening for nostalgia.
Right.
You should only be listening
yeah.
for nostalgia and love, and it's a fun thing to do because I'm assuming that you've done some of the things, or if you don't care to do what I suggested, there's certainly enough books, war, material for you to do what you suggested. Or if you do nothing of what I said, you should be practicing on your own and figure some shit out all out your own imagination
yeah.
where you don't need nothing. That's the goal here.
Right.
The goal here ain't just to talk
yeah.
shit. And just and we're trying to rise up out of here. That's my
yeah.
message. I'm not trying to make life better
right.
for us as humans
mm-hmm.
because I
That's
realize
right.
you don't get to watch The Matrix and go, well, the goal is to get out The Matrix, but then you get to tell me you don't get to call Earth The Matrix, then get to chastise get the information I said because you want to live better in The Matrix.
Right.
And you've just seen a whole yeah. movie about how to escape the fucking Matrix, how pitiful it is to be in the Matrix. And you co-sign and cheerlead it and press like for that, But then you get to tell me how you want to save children in the Matrix, how the black woman's... No, I thought the idea was to escape the Matrix. Well, if that's the idea, if that's not your idea, let me be clear today. That's my idea. And anybody fucking with me, that's the only thing I got for you. Escape. Unless you grew up in the next building, Helen, then I got courtesy for you. You get what I'm saying? I got no curses for you. You know what I mean? I got, how's your kids doing? You get what I'm saying? How's your kids doing? You know what I mean? Oh, you had pizza tonight? Oh, wow. Was it good? Papa John's? I see. You get what I'm saying? Other than that, you know what I'm saying? I'm looking at everybody here got some work to do. You got some work. If you're interested in this shit, this is the way to do it. You ain't got to take what I'm saying word for word. Take what you need from it and work. But what I do explain is something you ain't going to get around, is that this shit is about our rise. So you need to explain to me logically why our rise would have anything to do with planet Earth. We've already risen to the heights of planet Earth. If your rise is to take over planet Earth, that is a very cheap goal, I would say. But that's just me.
Yes.
So I don't strive for that level. I don't strive for that level of transformation. So if you ever have been confused about what I'm doing here, your ass should be totally unconfused now. And I don't just say that because it's how I feel. And let me be clear on this. Even if I did feel that way, so the fuck what? You wouldn't come. But I'm not saying that because of how I feel. I was made to understand that based upon my work. Now, that's a different story.
Right.
Now, when I first started, I was just like you. All the black kids needed to be taught. We should have classrooms in my basement. You get what I'm saying? But the more I've delved into the spirit world, into the world of our reality, I started to see there is nothing talking about saving babies.
Right.
There are no such thing as babies. There are no such thing as babies. There's nothing talking about respect and protect the black woman. But what I do hear him telling you better buddy up with a black woman, because that's the shit that actually probably the feminine energy will save your ass down here before you would.
Right.
With your goddamn philosophies. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
So there's a lot of contradiction between what it is we socialize with, between what I see in the spirit world. There's nothing that ever said the Illuminati. I've never seen any group of white men fighting in the spirit world with black people. I never seen no wars. I see a whole bunch of motherfuckers chilling like Soul Train. You know what I'm saying? Like Soul Train. So the idea here is, we got a half an hour left. The idea here is, because my voice is really strange. Drink some water.
Okay. All right. Here we go.
Let me just sum it up with this. The idea here is, if you're looking, remember, we started out with change your perception, change your reality. So no matter what you see coming down the pipe, no matter what you see coming down the pipe, how you maintain your power is you control your perception of what it is you see. You control your perception of what it is you see, and then you control this reality. We need to stop giving the perception to those who decide to dictate it for us. And it's a real sad day when it's someone like Madonna who could dictate it for you. I just wish you had like Bush. I wish Bush was doing that dance, because I said, well, Bush got more power over these niggas, ma. Or fucking John F. Kennedy or somebody. If Madonna can create a action and you react, then she has control of you. Know that. That's not even metaphysics. That's common sense 101. So from Don Cornelius, change your perception, change your reality. He changed the reality of America with Soul Train for three decades. He gives it four if he went to 2001. So he changed the perception of America based upon not some African shit that we did from before when we ran the planet, this ego and our glory. What he did was show you what was going on with us right now. Pop locking, moonwalking, all that shit that we come to know and love is in there now. And he didn't take no short. Rap had a hard way to get on his show.
Sure
Rap
did.
Had a hard way to go. Because this shit was about really, you had to work for this kind of shit. You get what I'm saying? You had to work for that kind of shit. And it that's what it is. This is all about work. All about work. We need to work on how we perceive things. Make everything, even if a bird sits on your head, you need to bring out the metaphysical science in that for that day. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what how this world comes into you is what we're talking about.
That's right.
How you perceive it. How this world comes into you now is through your slave master eyes. The new name for the slave master is just called the Illuminati. And that's what we're talking about. The new name for the Uncle Tom is just called the Boule. The names have changed, but the mentality is still the same. Really, don't do me a favor. Do yourself a favor. Let that go. You know what I'm saying? Let that go.
Right.
Once you let that go, then you start to become in control of your own reality. Even the earthly power that you're still looking for, this is still the method to getting that. You get what I'm saying? So maybe we'll take a couple of questions, but we'll end with what Don said. Change your perception, you change this reality. Listen, they said it in The Matrix. Once you believe it, Neo, it will be real. He doesn't believe it. Why is Neo doing this now? He's starting to believe. You don't believe the shit that you're calling yourself. You don't believe the shit that you read. That's what's real. And I know it's hard. It's hard to believe you was an Egyptian when these niggas is walking around doing the beef it up dance. You know what I'm saying? These dumbass kids at the mall. It's hard to believe that they're Kamite. You say it like, well, he's still Kamite, and he's still, because you say it to be proud, and it's like you do it to convince yourself. You're doing it to convince yourself that your kids are actually worth it. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
Right.
So it becomes the method of convincing yourself that we're not talking about. You need to convince your own self of who you are. Not through looking through the eyes of this world. You need to know in your own mind, and then everything that comes to you is from that center, from that perspective.
Yes.
And then you'll see your reality change. You're telling me you're doing all of this, but you emailing the same thing. You asking Blue the same questions as when you was in church. Why? Because your reality hasn't changed, because you perceive it just like he was in church. Just like he was in church. There's niggas from church who got this Kamite shit going on now, and they went to these trips now, and they seen pyramids, and they can't deny that the Horus Horus is Jesus. All they did was take the church mentality, and now Horus is Jesus. Nothing's changed.
Right.
It's the same motif, the same framework, the same structure. You're not breaking down the mental thing. This thing is not penetrating where it's changing your mind. It's only helping the outside. It's not penetrating the layers because you're only letting in what you think works with you. You got to break this all down. One of the first things I've ever said to folks was, you got to go in this shit with absolutely no agenda. Give them a saying?
None.
That's one of the first things I heard Bobby Hemmett say before I even knew him on a tape. What made you get into this, Bobby Hemmett? He said, I wanted to be in this to see where it took me, even if it took me back to church. That's what that shit is stuck in my head for some reason. And then when I studied, I said, I don't care. You know something? I don't care what I'm reading. I don't care.
Right.
I don't, in terms, I'm trying to back up something I learned in more as a more. I'm not trying to back up something I learned as a Nubian. I'm not trying to back up something I learned as a Hebrew Israelite, a Kabbalist, as a dark side nigger, as a voodoo guy, as a Reiki master, as a chakra guy, as an aura guy, as a massage therapist, as a bicyclist, as a Boy Scout, as a 5%er, as a 11%er, as a 1%er. You know, I'm not trying to back none of that up, which means my study doesn't dictate I have to read this book and read it through a certain pair of glasses.
Or I have to do that.
You
have to
sit down and go, anything goes. Take Calgon, take me away. And then other books will lead you to other books. And then you'll be willing to, whatever you learned on Thursday, get rid of it by Friday. And you'll just get lost in the fascination of learning. Are you still there, Blue?
I sure am.
Okay, because people saying no sound in the room. So maybe they need to refresh. But we're still here.
Let's see what time. Yeah, we're still here. We have about 23 minutes to go left live in the forum. If you guys are not able to hear, just go ahead and refresh. We may or may not get to the after hours tonight. Usually that's an indication. But we definitely will be back Sunday night. I want to put that out there for you guys. So definitely know that Sunday night we'll be back in the forum as well with Brother Panic. And we'll definitely get to some Q&As as well to talk about that as well. So if we don't get to the Q&A tonight, we will get to the Q&A on Sunday night as well. Yes.
Hold on, let me talk to you. She didn't hear anything. Refresh. People need to refresh. She's like, what happened? She usually gets on the phone, but she couldn't get in. Anyway, in all sincerity, I mean, there's really only one message here. I mean, we got to trust this information. We got to get past the personality. Panic occurs too much. Yes. This one doesn't do that too much. This one tries to sell that. Really, get past that, because really, we're supposed to be the starting gate. You're supposed to hear, since you're used to a sermon, you're supposed to hear a sermon, but it's supposed to inspire you to move on to your own branch of study.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And the message is simple.
Right.
Like, if I have to keep on saying this, that means it's really not getting to where it's supposed to get. It's getting to where you can
see it.
But again, there's a lot of people who I seem like, they just simply say, thank you, I've changed my whole shit, and this is happening to me now. So there's a lot of that. But again, I'm not trying to, I acknowledge that. I don't want to act like that's not happening, because if that wasn't happening, we would have to exit this whole thing. So there's enough people that have gone to this next level to the point of where it's worth to keep talking. So again, I'm only speaking to the people who are on the fence but are trying to do what I'm talking about. I'm not trying to convince somebody who's a this to be a that. What the fuck would I care, whatever you are? I'm not trying to convince you if you're this to be a that. Your sole mission here is to free the kids. Who am I to tell you that is invalid? I'm not even that arrogant. I wasn't even that arrogant when I was fucking arrogant. You get what I'm saying? Do what you need to do.
Right.
And like I said, there are people here that, look, if your ass is in jail, what you need to do is get Nancy Lockhart's book, What to Do When Your Ass Goes to Jail.
You need to get that shit.
You know what I'm saying? And
sure
that
do.
Good, sound advice from a lawyer who also listens to the remix, who can tell you
what to do in your
time of dire straits of in humanity, or when you locked up unjustly. But there's people to
That's
do
right.
that. You need to know who you're talking to. You get what I'm saying? For the life of me, I cannot figure why people are asking me what food should they eat to be spiritual. For the life of me, I cannot figure. You know what I'm saying? Some chick emails Sean. I always talk about Ken Cook, so now you get a lot of attention. You know what I'm saying? So some chick emails him, oh, you're just so this and that, and brother, and peace be unto you. And so he's answering her back, brother, what does your daily regimen consist of? He said, well, I just got finished watching Jersey Shore, and now I'm on to Cake Boss. She said, what, nigga? He said, yeah, well, basically I watch Cake Boss all day. And I'm like, damn, nigga, even I got more shit to do than that. They just, for the life, couldn't figure out why. See, because for some of us, this becomes normal as tying your shoe. You don't have to walk around reminding yourself constantly that you're fucking a spiritual person. You know what I'm saying? I don't walk around counting beads at Walmart. Peace be unto you and bowing to motherfuckers. Peace, brother and sister, pass me the lettuce. I don't have to. That's something to make you feel better. It really is.
Right.
And you may need
really
that to make you feel better. You may need that to make you feel better. But then I would say this: if you're coming to me to make you feel better, then you made the wrong turn. There's plenty of people that will tell you you are the loveliest person in the world, and end it off with an ashe, on your friends list. For me, no. I'm interested in, tell me some shit you did. I moved the bookcase with my mind. Now me and you got something to talk about. And
right.
I'm not even arrogant. How the fuck did you do that? Put me on. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't even come as if I know something that you don't know or going to supersede something. You tell me some hot shit, and I'll be asking you how to do it.
Right.
My interest lies in social joys, in progress.
That's right.
Progress.
Doing
in
the
progress.
Work. Yes.
My interest is there. So if you could tell me some shit to progress, then me and you have a conversation. And I will tell you if it's some shit I did already, too. Don't tell me some shit that you did. That's some shit that's from a book that we already done.
Right.
That
we already know about.
You know what I'm saying? Right. Something that's new, a breakthrough. You know what I'm saying? Something that's a moment. So tell me something that Whitney said to your ass. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Tell me something Whitney
said
to your ass. You know what I'm saying? Again, like I said, I don't even want to be a pain in the ass and talk to her. You just went to I told you what that is. You just went to heaven.
Right.
You getting fondled and touched, and you seeing all sorts of juicy asses, and some nigga calling you up talking about
what happened.
The Madonna. What happened? What happened, Whitney? Get the fuck away from me. You know what I'm saying?
Who cares? Who cares?
Right,
what happened?
Who cares? Yeah, it's like, shit,
you there now.
You there now. Well, we got it. You know what I'm saying?
That's the first thing she said to me.
Yeah.
She said, it's been a hell of a night, but
this
shit ain't got nothing to do with me.
Shit ain't got nothing to do with me. Her career ain't had nothing to do with her. Y'all niggas need to start putting her and Bobby up. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's what y'all niggas need to do. When y'all do that shit, you know what I'm saying? When y'all do that shit, oh, man, forget about it. You know what I'm saying? That's when you're going to get some shit. There was a video before she married Bobby where she was in the bed with a teddy bear going, Bobby.
Yes,
I'm sitting there going,
damn,
what the fuck this nigga do? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
He turned this diva into a straight hoe. You know what I'm saying? That's gangster. Not even imagine. That is metaphysical. That represents Mary, the mother of the virgin, turning to Mary Magdalene. Whether y'all niggas like it or not, Bobby Brown is Jesus. And it's his prerogative. Whether you niggas like it or not, guess what? Bobby Brown is Jesus. He had Mary the Virgin and Mary the hoe. Oh, you don't like to hear that shit. Y'all waiting for some nigga with dreads to show up. Y'all waiting for some light-skinned nigga with dreads and an onk to show up, right? Wasn't you? Guess what, nigga? It was Bobby Brown, and ain't nobody humping around. See, there's a fixed thing in most of our minds. You know what I'm saying? What divinity is supposed to be, what purity is supposed to be. So it became food and dressing and neat language, and that's what makes you conscious. If I call you sister, that's another form of social programming that you fell into.
Yes, it is.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Because if I say fuck Hotep, I'm out the group. You get what I'm saying? I'm out the group. So what does that mean? Oh, it means that you have a group. But don't they do that in church too? That's what's killing you.
Yeah.
It's not even this information. What's killing you is the mentality is not left behind.
Yeah.
That's what's fucking you up.
Right.
You have not – the way you perceive Horace is just like you perceived Jesus. That's why your reality has not changed. That's why you're still asking Panic, what magic can I do to get rent?
Yeah.
Instead of saying, I get rent all the time because I've been doing magic. See, but that reality is the same reality. Jesus, I need rent. I need to pray. That's the same thing. So you ain't got to even tell me what book you read or how long you was conscious. When you're saying the same symbolic thing to me, you already blew your load in your email.
Yeah.
I'm like, I already know who I'm dealing with. I'm dealing with a church guy who has a whole new vocabulary. You got a new vocabulary, but the same slave mind. Everything that happens.
Same mind.
Everything that happens. The white man did it. We don't say the white man no more. It's the reptilians. You get what I'm saying?
Yes, the reptilian now.
I want you niggas to think about something. Think about this for a second. What you're saying is a race of reptiles came to Earth and enslaved you, got white bodies, and run the planet, but they're really reptiles underneath.
That's crazy.
All right, then. You know what I'm saying? We can move on now. You know what I'm saying? We can move on.
Right,
you fucked up your turn on the Soul Train line with that bullshit. You get what I'm saying? You fucked up your... So all of this power and Osiris and all the rest of that shit that you got, you mean to tell me you can't call nobody from space to kick some reptilian ass? How do you have the philosophy the black woman is the creator and foundation of it all, the feminine woman, but there's these reptilians. Where do they live at? Where did they come from?
Who made them? That's right.
Who made them? Like, where are they going? Like, so when after Earth is gone, what are you going to do, fight the reptilians? Niggas, you've been watching too much of Star Wars. You're watching too much of Star Wars. This war is that they're talking about in heaven is a war between your human thought and your spiritual self. Everything we've been talking about tonight. That's the conflict. The conflict is the war. The war is the resistance is you really giving up what it is you think you know. What you think you know is Hotep is a good word. Doesn't matter. What you think you know is nigga is a bad word until somebody broke down Naga for you. You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
So it's about what you think you know. That's what this is about, destroying what you think you know. So that's why the mentality of a person who's studying is, I don't want to rely on nothing I think I know. I need to come in when I study this as a blank slate. Let it take me wherever it takes me. Because I picked up any metaphysical book, I already thought I knew a whole bunch of shit, only to find out when I act like I didn't know how much I really didn't know. But see, I already knew a lot about humanity. See, because if you think that I have a problem, see, most people become conscious because they ain't got a problem. They have a problem with humanity, meaning they couldn't hack it. I'll tell you this: I'll fuck you up as a human as well. I'll tear your ass up as a human as well. I'll have more groceries than you, a better job than you, a better certificates than you. I have that now. As a human, I'd fuck you up too. I'm a kick-ass human. I've had jobs that I can pay for you, your grandmother, in regular jobs.
Yes.
So this ain't like I can't hack it in humanity. So we talk about Saturn. You get what I'm saying? Because you can't hack it in humanity. My friends like me, the dead people, that I can't hang with no dead people. Oh, I can. I can hang with white people.
I can.
Everything. We can have
white
drinks,
black
shots,
people, everything.
We can talk about Garth Brooks. And all of that shit, that's a human thing.
All of that.
I go down to old Hanahan's pub, throw back a few, talk about golf or whatever. But I know who I am, and I don't need to wear that shit on my chest to show the world something I can't even show myself yet. You get what I'm saying? Something that I can't even show myself. I've been showed myself who I am. I see it every day. I don't need to show nobody here. They'll find out. But first they need to find out who the fuck they are. So most people are into this because they're just rebelling against people who never fucking liked them. They were rude, disgusting, nobody liked them. They was the black sheep anyway. So they said, might as well be conscious because then I get to say, well, I can't deal with the humans. I can't deal with the Christians. They don't think like I think.
Right.
Fucking another escape. How do you think? You still think like them because you think like the Illuminati doing this. You still think certain words like hallelujah, hallelujah, glory be to God. You still say Hotep, Ashe, and all of that mindlessly. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
So you do think like them. You do think like it. That's the reality here. You do think like a dead person. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
When you become this thing, you know it because you don't even – this is how you know it because you don't ask questions no more. You bear witness. You bear, and I've
That's right. You're the witness.
People,
you're the bear witness.
Few people.
Yeah.
When I first started talking to Blue, of course, panic. What's this? What's that? And I explained. I didn't hear her asking questions. Like, well, I don't know what I heard was her being witness to the shit she was doing. And all I could do is say, well, when it happened to me, was this, that, the other. I hear that with Sean. I hit up with a few other people, but 99.9999, everybody else is. Well, when they do have a breakthrough, they still ask me for validation.
Right.
Still ask me for validation. So that means even the way you're perceiving the spirit world, you still perceive me as something that supersedes your own mind. Perception.
Right. Yes.
Still talking about perception here. Perception. So even when something does happen to you that is spiritual, you still perceive it as something you still need permission for.
To do. Yep.
Yes, you should be telling me what happened after you did it, not when you're about to do it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So your perception, change your perception, change your reality. Okay. You need to change the way you perceive everything around you for you to start walking into that God shit. Make everything in your favor. See it from your perspective, even if it's so-called not. You ever see a crazy motherfucker talk and believe that shit? Not a classic crazy motherfucker, but just a motherfucker who tells lies all the time. Everybody got a friend who just tells lies all the time. They are doing more science than you because they believe that shit. They believe that
they
shit. Yeah, I was on tour with Curtis Blow.
They believe it.
Yeah, I was on tour with Curtis Blow, and then Scooby-Doo was in the building. Did I punch Shaggy in the face? Fuck Thelma. You like, damn. But the motherfucker really believed that shit. You know what I'm saying?
They really do.
So all you're really doing is that same concept, but you're lying with – this whole world is a lie. So, again, what you're doing is trying to tell the best lie. The best lie has already been told. They call pyramids, Osiris, Isis. It's just a story. To some, the reality that, oh, that's just some shit they was doing because they didn't know what God was or Jesus was. No, you want to get with that shit and tell the best lie. I'm ISIS not because of my profile. I'm ISIS because I could turn into Yu-Gi-Oh. Get it?
Mm-hmm.
It's simply you're making up your mind to live like all the shit you keep talking about or keep listening to other people talk about. You're making your mind to live like that. You're making up your mind to live like that. It's a motherfucking decision.
You guys
haven't made the decision if you're still giving the power to somebody else. Madonna's doing
that's
with
right.
death.
Madonna.
Because they had nothing on Don King. They all waited. Everybody waited. Don King sound fishy, but I don't know what to say yet. And then when and then when I put up a story about his wife gets insurance money, now we know what to say. White people.
Now you
soon
got
as we see
word.
White people, as soon as we see white people, now we get it.
You got
you know
all the word. Now you
right.
get it.
As soon as
yeah.
we see white people, now we get it. We're comfortable with that. Get what I'm saying? We're comfortable.
Right.
We're comfortable with that. See, you're supposed to be studying this to get out of what you call comfort. If you want to be comfortable, go to college. Get your master's. You'll get a job doing anything you want to do. You get what I'm saying? That's your comfort. That's comfort here.
Right.
You're supposed to, in consciousness, you're supposed to stay in a place of non-comfort and not with what's going on in the world, with yourself. I am never comfortable, no matter how many books I've read and how many people I've talked to and all
never.
The wisdom gained, all the epiphanies I've gotten.
Right.
None of that is comfortable. What's next on the agenda?
That's
what
right.
What can I do next
what's
on the
next?
Agenda? In fact, I'm getting extremely bored down here because every subject I've dealt with in on one level or another has come across the table. I'm getting extremely bored. If I deal with the very new subject, I still can relate it to a subject that I already know. So now I'm waiting for people to do miraculous shit now. So now it's not even interesting. I mean, I could get on and talk to people, but it almost doesn't matter. You almost got to wait for somebody to die. In fact, I hope the Illuminati we find out it's the Illuminati, so I really would have something to do. I have nothing to do but tell you there's no fucking Illuminati doing it. That's this whole thing is about telling you the Illuminati is bullshit. So what I'm telling you is some shit. All I just told you was Jesus isn't real. And that's something that hurts a Christian. You get what I'm saying? So y'all on
right.
the level of Jesus isn't real.
Same level.
Still there. No matter all
same
the ISIS,
level.
Osiris, it's the same thing as them. Well, guess what? Jesus isn't. Oh, my goodness gracious. The Illuminati isn't real. Oh, my goodness gracious. But they do so much. Really, like what? Well, David Icke said, ugh, you know what I'm saying? Nothing. You know, so I know we're getting down to the last 5 minutes. And my throat is going out. So
yes. Well, we have 3 minutes left to go. What we're going to do is we're actually going to pick back up Sunday night. And we'll
right.
do the Q&A with Brother Panic. Don't forget, Atlanta Lectures, you want to go, atlantalectures@hotmail.com, email Brother Panic, get your tickets. Dr. Aline Bay is going to be there doing the first lecture. Also, for all of your magical needs that you need, the herb pack that's been all over the world, you want to email Brother Panic, and you can do that at panic, P-A-N-I-C, pack, P-A-C-K, at hotmail.com. Download, download, download. If you like the show, I want you to like it over on Facebook. If you love it, leave a comment, leave a message. Look forward to hearing from you guys and seeing you right back here Sunday night as well as we continue to talk to Brother Panic and figure out how you can get your ass on the soul train now. So I'm your host, Ms. Blue, and Brother Panic, we're going to be signing off. It's Sunday night. You guys go do some work. Know your magic. Know it for real. Download the audio book. Sign up for a reading. Get a herb pack. Get down to the lectures and really begin to get into your magic. It's time to stop worrying about what everybody else is doing and start loving what you feel for real. Like Whitney Houston said, it's been a hell of a night, but it ain't got nothing to do with me.
Do with me. There you go. Y'all need to change your perception, change your reality. That's from Don Cornelius.
Yeah.
Or you quote like in
Don Cornelius.
Change
so
your
everybody get
change
on.
Your reality.
Change your perception, change your reality. Where energy goes, thought flows. So if you give an energy to it, you've given life to it.
You go.
So just check
you
yourself
go.
What you're giving life to. Brother Panic, it's always a pleasure to have you in the house. And Sunday night, we're going to do the Q&A as we continue.
Right, right.
So we look forward to hearing from you guys, see who's going to be showing up. Maybe we can kind of give a roll call to those who's going to be going to the Atlanta Lectures. So everybody can know what's going on Sunday night, you guys.
Yeah,
peace and
yeah,
love.
Yeah,
don't forget
yeah.
to download.
Yeah.
Download.
Yes,
much
change your perception. Change your reality. We'll see you on Sunday. And it was always a pleasure to be in the remix live with Ms. Blue. We'll do the questions and answers on Sunday. We'll open up with that. So I hope you listen
all
to
right.
the show and have the questions based upon that.
All right, that's what's up. All right, peace and love, you guys. Much love, Warren Spirit. We're going to go ahead and get out of here. As Don Cornelius says, we want to wish you peace, love, and soul. So see you guys Sunday night. Don't forget, download it. We're going to listen to a little bit of Whitney Houston as we get ready to get out of here. We're going to sing this again. And, you know, as Brother Panic says from the channel, from Don Cornelius, change your perception, change your reality. It's an old concept. It's been around since the beginning of time. Let's get it. Know your magic for real, you guys. Peace and love.
Life and time. I've sung a lot of songs and made some bad rhymes. I've acted all my life on stages with 10,000 people watching. Well, but we're alone now, and I'm singing this song to you. I know your image of me is what I hope to be. I've treated you unkindly, but darling, can't you see? There's no one more important to me. Baby, can't you see through me? We're
was singing a song before you.